Indeed. Thank you so much for joining us and explaining all that. Tim Shipman, political editor of the Sunday Times. Very much appreciate your time here on Talk Radio. Well, I'm almost done for another day. I'm joined in the studio, though, by none other than Mr. John Holmes. Did you have a good weekend?
I built a shed.
That's so manly.
Well, I mean, I attempted to build a shed.
These are two very different
Very different ends of a story.
Are you still married at the end of the process? Because that's another crucial question.
Well, it was more, the help more came from children. And as you'll, a 6 and 3 year old helping you build a shed while deciding that the packaging bits of it came in was just a sort of. The shed was essentially to store garden toys in. Right.
Oh yes. All that pink plastic and red plastic stuff that just appears from nowhere when you have a child.
The irony of the thing was that the best toy that they found to play with all afternoon was the packaging that the shed itself came in.
Why? What is this?
So
about?
I could have thrown all the toys away.
Yes.
And left them playing with. And I quote the names that they'd invented for the plastic sheeting in two halves: Blowy and Away, their new friends, the plastic sheeting.
They were similar times, weren't they? Let's, in terms from start to finish, the process, how much of your weekend was taken up with this?
It was just one of the 2 days.
It's a fine way to spend an Easter holiday weekend.
Yeah, well, it was the final one before I had to go back to school. So I guess but it was a sunny day. What can I tell you, I admit putting a shed up and drinking some beer at the same time is not necessarily the best thing to do.
And especially at 8 in the morning.
Yeah.
And especially when the kids are the ones drinking the beer.
Well, quite.
What's coming up on your show today?
Well, once again, Lonely Lunch Club, of course. Somebody's very lonely lunch, improved by virtual office banter. That's what we do. So if you want to be that, 87222, start your message in the main talk. That's coming up.
What just happened then?
Start your message in the main talk. I keep having to say that, don't I?
87222, start your message with the word talk.
You do it so much better than me.
I could be a newsreader.
And then there's a mystery. There's a mystery quiz.
There's always a mystery quiz. The quiz is.
The whole mystery.
What is the whole mystery?
What are we doing here and what's the point?
Indeed. I think tomorrow I'd like you to bring the shed in. And we're going to do the entire show, both yours and mine, from the inside of the shed with Blowy and Away as extras.
It's built better than this studio.
This is Talk Radio. John Holmes back with you in just a couple of moments to take you through the afternoon. Do stay tuned. It's a fantastic show. Do call in if you want to have a lonely lunch with him. I'm done for another day. Be back with you at 10 o'clock tomorrow.
Talk Radio. Digital debate for the UK.
Talk Radio.
We'll get you talking.
Goodbye, baby, in the treetop. This Motorola baby monitor's had a price drop. Down from £50 to £25. It's got a two-way talk feature and a high-sensitivity microphone to hear every sound. Oh, Asda. Save money. Live better.
Selected store subject to availability.
Forget the everyday. Now picture yourself in a used 15-plate Nissan Juke. You look good, don't you? Do you know what looks even better? The price, from just £12,075.
The Nissan April Used Car Event, from the 1st to the 17th of April, subject to availability. Price correct at 1st of April 2016. Google Nissan Cared For to find your nearest dealer. Deeper understanding leads to greater peace of mind.
Soups, sauces, souffles and marinades aren't a match for diamond paint. By Dulux trade, when food is flung on my walls, then no stains are made. Oh, I could kiss my decorator.
With new stain repellent technology in diamond paints by Dulux trade, liquid stains become droplets that just wipe clean without scrubbing. Use it and your clients will be singing your praises. Pick up a tin at your local merchant. Dulux trade, it's your reputation.
This Easter, take the family exploring when you upgrade to Sky Movies. Discover over 1,000 fun-filled tales with movies on demand. Go on an epic journey with Inside Out. Tiptoe around T-Rexes with Jurassic World. And learn every spell in the book with the return of the Harry Potter channel. All this adventure without even leaving the house. Upgrade to Sky Movies. Half price for 6 months. Search Sky Movies. Sky. Believe in better.
Sky TV compatible box, broadband speed required. New Sky Movies customers only. 9 extra a month for 6 months, then standard price currently 18. Replaces current TV offer, terms apply.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
We are Talk.
Talk Radio. Give it some lip.
Talk Radio.
So good afternoon then. It is one of the actual clock on a Monday. I am John Holmes. Here's Victoria with news.
Thanks, John. Coming up, life in prison for a mum who murdered her toddler. Good news for Britain's steelworkers, and Sir Tom Jones's wife has died from cancer.
Talk Radio.
A mother who murdered her 21-month-old daughter by stamping on her has been jailed for life. Catherine Smith will have to serve at least 24 years in prison for killing Aisha in Burton-upon-Trent in 2014. Her ex-boyfriend, Matthew Rigby, has been sentenced to 3.5 years for causing or allowing the toddler's death. Detective Inspector Andy Maxfield from Staffordshire Police has spoken outside Birmingham Crown Court.
Catherine Smith is a vile and manipulative individual. The judge said as much. The fact that she's going to prison for a minimum term of 24 years is appropriate.
Tata Steel has confirmed it sold its plant in Scunthorpe to investment firm Greybull Capital. The business, which employs almost 4,500 people in the UK, will be renamed British Steel. Former business secretary Vince Cable has told Talk Radio he hopes it means a deal can be done for the Indian firm's site in South Wales.
I know the government, partly under a lot of critical pressure, have been looking at how they can help with the anti-dumping stuff, and they have brought in some tariffs. They've certainly made some move to reduce energy costs, and hopefully they will be able to secure the kind of deal for Fort Talbot that they've now got for Scunthorpe.
Downing Street says David Cameron believes the Chancellor George Osborne should make his tax returns public. The Prime Minister, who released some of his details over the weekend, is due to face MPs in the Commons this afternoon to announce a clampdown on tax cheats. George Bull, a senior tax advisor at accountancy firm Baker Tilly, isn't convinced, though, by the timing.
The government is right to clamp down on tax evasion. My concern is that knee-jerk reaction to short-term political developments is unlikely to produce the best sort of legislation.
A body believed to be that of a missing junior doctor has been found by police in Dorset. 25-year-old Rose Polger hadn't been seen since the 12th of February. Officers say a woman's body, which was found in the sea east of Portland Headland, hasn't been formally identified yet. The wife of Sir Tom Jones, Lady Melinda Rose Woodward, has died after a short battle with cancer. A statement says she died in hospital in LA on Sunday, surrounded by loved ones. A major signal failure at Birmingham New Street station is thought to have been caused by vandalism. It's caused severe disruption with many train journeys being cancelled. The problem is now fixed, but delays are expected to continue for several more hours. And Bryan Adams has cancelled a gig in Mississippi later this week, saying he doesn't agree with a new law allowing religious groups and some businesses to refuse to serve gay couples. He says he can't perform in an estate where people are being denied their civil rights due to their sexual orientation.
Talk Radio National Weather.
Bright and breezy in many areas. Central southern England, Wales,
Victoria's
and Northern Ireland
weather.
Will be cloudier with some heavy rain at times.
Weather.
Highs of 15 degrees.
Thanks very much, Victoria. How are you?
I'm good, thanks, John. How are you doing?
Fine, thanks. How are you?
You just asked me that.
I know.
Were you not listening?
Well, I thought you were just being polite in your answer.
No, I am good.
Fine. You know. So that's good. I mean, most people just go, I'm fine. But you never know whether they really are deep down, Victoria.
I'm telling you the truth.
So I'm inquiring after your welfare. That's all I'm doing.
I'm glad you're concerned.
Okay, fine. 4 minutes past one, sport now.
Talk Radio Sports Update.
I'm Ben Fletcher. Good afternoon. Manchester City captain Vincent Kompany's back in training ahead of their Champions League quarter-final second leg with PSG tomorrow. The Belgian suffered a calf injury against Dynamo Kiev last month. City say Sergio Aguero will definitely be fit for the tie. He limped off during their Barclays Premier League win over West Brom on Saturday. Leicester boss Claudio Ranieri says the away support at their 2-0 Premier League win over Sunderland made him emotional. The victory moves the leaders a step closer to the title. They're now 7 points clear with 5 games remaining. Great. Leicester fullback Christian Fuchs was asked on Talk Sport about facing the likes of Ronaldo and Messi in the Champions League next season.
Messi.
You know, I had some experience already with that. I played the Bernabeu, won 4-3 with Schalke 2 years ago. I'm very much looking forward to play with Leicester in the Champions League.
An English golfer, Danny Willett, has the biggest win of his golf career so far. He's the new US Masters champion. Last year's winner, Jordan Spieth, had led by 5 at one point, but dropped 6 shots in 3 holes on Augusta's back nine. Willett stepped in to take the green jacket and his first major title. That's your latest sports news powered by Talk Sport.
Talk Radio.
If you're a normal person with a busy life, then the idea of making a PPI claim might be low on your list of priorities. there are still lots of people out there who haven't reclaimed missold PPI. We're the Money Hotline, and we'll handle your claim for you. We'll find out if you have a claim, and if you do, we'll get back what's rightfully yours, possibly thousands of pounds. Call us free from your mobile on 87878 or visit moneyhotline.co.uk.
Previously on the John Holmes Show.
I am John Holmes. I like this.
I hate this show more than I hate genocide.
Oh, it's got
bonus ball.
Lethal Bizzle.
Came second on the X Factor. Used to be a bin man.
At Cambridge University. Paid intern Cornelius.
As if you've ever been with a lady
in their supergroup. Death by Jug of Soup. The phone number of a dead man. We put it into the file mark.
Cross-genre jungle remix.
Just a suggestion.
Dinklage.
Low-grade James May.
Can win some meat.
If it's good, the haters gonna hate. Topical Victorian humour.
The Dwarf.
They probably won't work. And Fester Skank.
And now I'm listening to Nicki Minaj.
Are you, or is anyone you know,
absolutely execrable?
Daniel Johnson from The X Factor.
She's not at liberty to divulge that.
Okay.
And you open the door and you step inside. We're inside our hearts.
This is your life. Good to the last drop. Doesn't get any better than this.
John Holmes.
The radio is one of the outstanding developments of the 20th century. Radio.
This isn't a seminar. This isn't a weekend retreat. Nothing is static. Everything is a ball.
Who are you?
John Holmes.
John Holmes.
With no power comes no responsibility.
There.
Talk radio.
When I am mounted on a giant one.
So, hello then, good afternoon. It is 7 minutes past one. You join us under starters orders for the 1 p.m. race all the way through till 4 p.m. o'clock. It's the Monday of April Talk Radio, Grand National Radio Afternoon Show. I am John Holmes and we're under starters orders. As I mentioned, today's show features making their way now to the line. There's this afternoon's Lonely Lunch Club. They're joined looking mildly depressed, holding a single bag of Wotsits and a Kit Kat. That's Lonely Lunch Club. Next to him or her, Headline Hijack, the made-up news story, has much to give, having proved itself time and time again. That's followed into the paddock by Work Experience, Punditry, Good Form, apparently over the ground of music, film, hipster nonsense, geeky stuff, and today TV. There's the Diversity Paper Review, wearing all the colours of political correctness, with its trainer, Lenny Henry. Also, Alco Vox Pops, magnificently drunk people, canvas for their opinions on the week's news, and of course, the news in haikus. A reliable little time filler there, often of questionable quality. Next to What the People Think, and no one's favourite there, the mystery quiz today is a TV theme which promises to be stupid, and they are under starters orders, and they are off, and they're running now. Here comes Lonely Lunch Club. Lonely Lunch Club out of the gates, followed by Headline Hijack, popular feature with listeners, certainly not with the head of news or Liam the big boss downstairs. Then there's the Diversity Paper Review, making a break for it, absolutely out in front as the UK's, no, perhaps the world's most equal opportunities feature, so far out in front ahead of everyone else, that its trainer Lenny Henry is over the moon with its performance. We've had black people, brown people, we've had a Jew, gays, lesbians, and transgender. Today it's Brown Mark reviewing the papers, and here comes Work Experience Punditry on the outside. That is a strong form today. Who is it? Somebody share.
Cara.
Cara is reviewing the reviewing the TV things with the Work Experience advantage that we don't have to pay her. Good odds those. And there's Alco Vox Pops falling at the fence. They're far too drunk to be of any use at all. And here's the big debate. The big debate this afternoon. That is in with a chance. It's on great form. Here comes the mystery quiz, and making a final burst now, it's Ginger Producer Dave.
Hello.
Ginger Producer Dave there, followed by Asprod Cass. She's coming out on the inside. She is the assistant producer. Then it's Marta pushing buttons this afternoon. Marta pushing buttons on the inside. Victoria there. She's got the news. She's got the news. She's putting on a last minute spurt. But here comes paid intern Cornelius. Woo-hoo. No one expected this.
Yeah.
A rank outsider with emphasis on the word rank. Many pointing out his handicap. But what a surprise. Paid intern Cornelius. Yeah. Seemingly out of nowhere, first over the line, ridden by his own mother, who taught him, trained him how to kiss. I'm his owner, John Holmes. That's the Talk Radio National Radio Afternoon Show from Talk Radio.
You all right there, mate?
It's quite hard, the racing commentary.
It's tough, isn't it? It's not as easy as you made it not look.
Trying to draw an analogy there between the show start, bit of drama, And the Grand National on Saturday that I was trying to just draw a sort of like, you know, just sort of do that cleverly.
Like committing
some effects of horses.
Very
there.
Good, well done. You're it's, proud of yourself.
Well, it hurt my throat quite a lot because I didn't really think about how that would have any. Anyway, should we start with music?
Yes.
Here's some. Minutes past one. Good afternoon to you. It is Talk Radio. I am John Holmes. Hello.
Hello.
Hi. It's quite difficult, the horse commentary, you know, actually, if you think about it. That's how they... I went to watch the Grand National, obviously, on Saturday.
Yes.
But I find that... I don't know how they do that for all that time, just shouting words. Mm. It's quite throaty.
It's more just the volume of words they keep saying without really saying anything.
Like I did.
Yeah.
Yeah, that bit I nailed.
Yeah. Yeah, well, you do that for 3 hours a day.
Yeah, imparting no useful information whatsoever. I have useful information for you. Somebody asked me why I was playing the Jam's Town Called Malice.
John.
Yes.
Why producer Dave, were you playing?
Put your hand up if you've got a question.
I've got a question, John. Hands up for those listening on the radio. My hand is up.
What's your question, Dave? Dave, you've got your hand up.
Sorry, what was the question you asked me to ask you?
Why am I playing the Jam?
Oh, yeah. I've got a question.
Dave, you've got your hand up.
What's the Jam? Why are you playing the Jam?
I'll tell you why. Because you'll have seen the big news, wouldn't you?
I mean,
what news is there today? I mean, there's David Cameron's...
Tax.
Offshoreness.
Old news.
Yeah. Well, it's not, though, is it? It's still in the news. If it was old news, why would Julie Hartley Brewer be talking about it?
I call that the olds. This is the news.
Yeah.
Mm.
Yeah.
Well,
yeah,
you're
good.
Bored of it.
Yeah. Well, here's... try and get bored of this in a hurry.
Okay.
Because a gang of criminals have been jailed for 11 years after stealing £20,000 worth. You think I'm going to say jewellery, don't you?
Yeah.
Gold.
Not gold?
Yeah.
No.
Try jewels.
Guess again.
Something really... What's really valuable?
Jam.
Caviar.
No.
The band, the Jam.
No,
Jam CDs.
Because I'm like, I'm playing Jam, aren't I?
Yeah, strawberries.
Jam CDs.
No.
Strawberries.
Jammy Dodgers.
Ah.
Biscuits. 5-man gang stole the biscuits from a factory in South Wales and have now been jailed. This is like, you know the Hatton Garden thing?
Yes.
Right? When, you know, that was like the derring do of the criminals who drilled through a cellar wall that was like a couple of metres thick by getting a concrete drill in there somehow. And all of that sort of... The press made it sound like it was glamorous, didn't they? Look at the old school crime and all that kind of stuff.
Yeah.
No. Jammy Dodgers, right? These men are so desperate for biscuits that they...
How many have they stolen?
How much is a packet of Jammy Dodgers? You work it out. How much is a packet of Jammy Dodgers?
Ooh, good question. They never ask the Prime Minister that, do they?
No.
It's always like, how much is a pint of milk?
Yeah. How much is a packet of Jammy Dodgers, Cornelius? 89p,
I'd say.
You probably remember from those games you played at your boarding school.
I didn't go to... What?
Well, then carry on.
That's
the last time David Cameron had anything to do with
them. I'm going to go 85p for a pack of 8.
Right, so £20,000 worth.
Right, hang on.
Fine, well, you do that.
Get the maths out.
But the thing is, with this story, I mean, you know, as crimes go, you've got to think, you know, the value of biscuits now on the black market must be such that men are willing to trade their freedom to steal Jammy Dodgers. And also, the question, why target jammy Dodgers? These men, by the way, have been jailed from 12 months to 44 months. That's how serious.
Yeah.
The theft of Dodgers.
Very serious, mate.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And, you know, the value of biscuits on the black market because of crimes like this, really, has now gone up. There's, you've probably aware of it. You've seen it happens a lot, CCTV footage. I think Mayfair, which is like the biscuit capital of London, isn't it?
Yeah.
Now, and you've seen, you know, guys on motorbikes riding up the crash helmets and jumping up, sledgehammering the windows of local co-ops, you know, to steal the whatever's on display, just any biscuit.
Mm. Penguins.
Penguins, yeah, just smash and grab for biscuit. And it's, they're worth so much on the black market. Have you done the math?
Well, I've done some maths with absolutely no logic behind it, and I've got to 2,125.
What? Biscuits?
I literally don't know.
You just typed in some numbers.
I typed in the relevant numbers and did a division and then a multiplication, but then I didn't really realise where I was going with it.
But that's the number you've received?
Yeah, so, yeah, just the maths is saying 2,125, John.
Right, fine. In that case, that's your answer to your question, Dave.
Oh, thanks.
Glad to clear that up.
Glad we clarified
so
that.
So let's set, as is traditional, Asprod Cass. Good afternoon, Asprod Cass. Good afternoon to you. Good afternoon. Can't hear a word he's saying.
Hi.
There you go. So she's through the glass, and as you'll know if you're a regular listener, she is now tasked with getting a guest on.
It's a lot of words that
this
rhyme
is my enthusiasm
in that.
First.
Yes. It's no different to your normal face. The your northern face that you've got.
Yeah.
So listen, we need someone who can help us with the street value and what might happen to biscuits when they become involved in crime.
Biscuit crime.
Yes.
A biz whiz.
Yes. Ignore him. But someone who knows about biscuit crime on the phone, please.
A biscuit detective.
If you like. That's up to you now. I've simply handed the baton of biscuit-related crime guest to you. And as you know, on the talk radio, did you just yawn?
No, Cornelius did.
No,
Yawnelius.
One of you needs to...
Why are you yawning, Con?
He needs a sugar rush, get him some biscuits.
Yeah, that's true.
Yes.
We could do some biscuits for this bit. To really role play the,
yeah, it really adds
to role
it.
Play biscuits.
I just like
we need biscuit. A biscuit. We need a biscuit expert, Cass. That's what you're okay.
And about. And some biscuits.
And some biscuits. Yeah.
Okay, shall I go to the shop and steal some, and then I can be a theft biscuit expert?
Can you do that in 2.5 minutes?
Yeah. Okay. Fine. Yeah.
There's a shop just around the corner.
If you like.
All right.
Fine. Anyway, look, 1:18. You have to get a biscuit guest and some biscuits, and we'll discuss this big story in full next on Talk Radio.
Talk Radio, 24-hour radio debate and entertainment.
Talk Radio.
We'll get you talking.
Harry, Barry and Gary are the hottest app development team in town. They don't have an office, but they do have eReceptionist. With eReceptionist, they have a London 0207 number, which answers and redirects their calls to their mobiles. And because eReceptionist works to their schedule, if Harry's on a date with Carrie, his calls go straight through to Gary and Barry. Supercharge your image and connect your business from just 30p per day. Try for free at ereceptionist.co.uk. Free trial must be cancelled to avoid charges based on a year's subscription.
Focus your mind. Now, imagine yourself behind the wheel of a used 15-plate Nissan Qashqai. The comfortable seats, the panoramic glass roof. Feels good, doesn't it? It can be all yours from just £18,575.
The Nissan April Used Car Event from the 1st to the 17th of April. Subject to availability. Price correct at 1st of April 2016. Google Nissan Cared For to find your nearest dealer. Deeper understanding leads to greater peace of mind.
Your perfect hotel stay shouldn't involve paying for little extras. Unlike some hotels, at Hampton by Hilton, your satisfying breakfast, Wi-Fi and even a great night's sleep on our crisp white linens are all included. And when you book directly at Hampton.com, you'll also enjoy our best price guarantee. Booking somewhere else? Maybe check your bill for nasty surprises. Hampton by Hilton. Refreshingly different. Visit Hampton.com for terms and conditions.
Gary, Winston Wolf, direct line. Your landlord Mike says you wrecked his place.
Wait,
knocking holes in the walls. And all that graffiti? Fancy yourself an artiste?
No.
But it's all covered, Gary. Mike is with direct line. They'll cover up to the full amount insured for malicious damage by tenants.
Oh, good. Can I go now?
Oh, no, Gary. Direct Line's looking after Mike, but who's looking after you?
Direct Line Landlord Insurance covers up to the sum insured for malicious damage by tenants. Can your landlord insurance do that? Search Direct Line Landlord. Optional extra qualifying criteria and excess apply. Underwritten by UK Insurance Limited.
Talk Radio, traffic and travel.
Starting in Cheshire, northbound side of the M6 still slow moving, following a broken down vehicle between junction 19 and Knutsford, and 20 for the M56 at the Lym interchange. Northbound M5 through Worcestershire also stop start. An accident occurred now on the hard shoulder through the roadworks 6 to 5. That's Worcester up towards Droitwich on the A38. And through Sawtree in Cambridgeshire, the southbound side of the A1M, still slow moving there. A broken down lorry closing one lane at junction 15 for Sawtree itself, with queues to 16 for Yaxley. That's the latest. I'm Stephen Beach.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
Talk Radio.
We have ways of making you talk.
Delaney, live at Drive. Get the full service and parts experience with essential debate, big name guests and a truckload of topical emissions.
Traffic stopping, drive time entertainment with me, Sam Delaney.
Delicious, de-groovy, de-lovely, Delaney.
Stop, look, listen to Sam Delaney.
Get involved.
This afternoon from 4
on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
1:22 in the afternoon, specifically on a Monday in the afternoon. Hello, I am John Holmes, ahead of the big story this afternoon, which is biscuit theft. Let's get some of the reactions that have been coming in. This is from Jim O'Sullivan on Twitter. It just says the obvious answer, John, is to arm our doctors and nurses. Hashtag reaction. You can use 87222, by the way.
Start your message with the word talk.
Or as Jim did there, you can use Twitter at Talk Radio.
Start your message with any word you like.
What have you got, Cornelius? What's coming?
No decent person would agree with that, has come in on the text. Yeah. Someone said, it's just not right. And someone else has said, it's just not left.
No, and I've got here, this is, well, if it's good for the goose, it's good for the gander. And that's coming from a goose farmer this afternoon. So, the big story that the whole nation is talking about, of course, you'll have heard this on Julia Hartley Brewer's programme. Paul Ross talked about nothing else this morning, is the new trend for biscuit theft. A gang of criminals has been jailed for 11 years after they nicked £20,000 worth of jammy Dodgers from a factory in South Wales. It's all part of a trend, of course. In recent months, we've seen motorbike gangs riding up to the shops in London's Mayfair, which is, of course, the biscuit district of London, riding up and just putting sledgehammers through the windows and stealing as many Jaffa cakes as is humanly possible to fit on a pillion. So we've got a Cass producer, Asprod Cass, has been tasked with getting a biscuit-related expert on the telephone. Let's find out who she's got, Cass.
I have Frank on the phone.
You can't hear, you're not really loud at all.
I have Frank on the phone.
Better, thank you very much. Frank's, what is Frank?
He makes biscuits.
Okay, fine. Frank's on the telephone. He makes biscuits. Good afternoon, Frank.
Good afternoon, John.
Where do you make biscuits?
We make them in Hereford, in Herefordshire.
In Herefordshire. And what do you make of this story? It's, I mean, you must have put extra security in now, Frank, given the propensity of biscuit-related theft.
Yeah, well, we would... I'm not going to say that we would love to have people coming and pinching our biscuits, but they'd have to find us first.
Right, are you hidden away?
We're hidden away in a remote part of Herefordshire, yeah.
Okay, is it an old bunker for security reasons? It's like underground, so you've manufactured...
It's not quite underground, but it was used in the war.
What as?
But we have refurbed it now, and it's a nice biscuit factory.
What was it used as in the war?
I believe they sort of did all sorts of things relating to ammunition.
Right, it makes sense, and I hope you've kept some of that around, because this is a... You know, there should be a shoot-to-kill policy on biscuits. That's what some of the texts are saying this afternoon. If people are willing to stoop so low as to steal biscuits, should we have a shoot-to-kill policy? How important are biscuits, Frank?
Biscuits are very important. Everybody loves a good biscuit.
Absolutely right. What's your favourite kind of biscuit?
Well, generally the ones that I make.
Which are what?
Well, we make a variety of oat biscuits, but I particularly like one that was a favourite of my grandma's that she used to make.
Yes.
And we've copied it. We call it Lancashire Parkin, so it doesn't quite fit with Herefordshire, but it does fit with Lancashire.
So it's in
and
the
that's a lovely ginger biscuit.
Lovely ginger biscuit. Well, look, yeah. what is now, I mean, bear in mind these criminals went after Jammy Dodgers. They got £20,000 worth of it. I'm sure you're aware of the story. What's, you know, is there a, can you put a street value on biscuits?
A street value on biscuits.
Yeah, I mean, do they make more or less on the black market? Would you say if, which is obviously the intention of the Jammy Dodger thieves?
Well, if they've managed to get Jammy Dodgers or the other one that you mentioned, the ones that don't know whether they're a biscuit or a cake,
Jaffa,
or mine, then they've got a great street value.
Right. So this
because
is
the rarity value.
So it's worth their while stealing them. Essentially, that's the gist.
Absolutely.
Is this part of a terror plot? Because I don't know whether you're aware of some of the stories that are coming out today. This is, you know, the tip of the OT iceberg in many ways. People are saying that. These people who steal biscuits, their plan is perhaps to dunk them in rivers. Like, so for instance, it will disrupt trade, Frank, right? So if you think about how a biscuit, and if you dunked them in the mouth of the Thames, the resulting sediment, like you clog up the bottom of a cup of tea, could clog up the mouth of a river, thus disrupting trade. I mean, what's... There is an issue with biscuits that dissolve in liquid, right?
There is, and there we try to make biscuits that don't dissolve in liquid.
Right, which is why yours are perhaps going to...
Terror-proof.
Well, indeed, it's looking to the future, isn't it?
Yeah.
What is it that makes a biscuit dissolve in liquid?
It's just generally the way that it's quite soft, and the contents of the biscuit. So you've got to make them quite a hard biscuit and make them dunk-proof.
I see. So if indeed we were able to put your dunk-proofing material into existing biscuits, can you post-dunk-proof a biscuit by coating it with something?
I think you'd have to put it inside it.
Inside it, right.
Mm, yeah.
So you'd have to reverse engineer. So what I'm thinking is, if terrorists are going to be thwarted, what we need to do is somehow get the stuff into the biscuits beforehand. I mean, what...
Absolutely.
How would you harden a soft biscuit to make it terror-proof?
Well, strangely enough, you would probably put even more syrup in it.
Syrup.
Right, so syrup is the enemy of terror.
Syrup and sugar, but sugar's going to get taxed, so...
Yes.
We'll have to make it syrup.
Right, so syrup is not going to be taxed.
And not as we understand it at this moment in time.
Very complex issue, as you can see.
Yeah, absolutely.
You know, obviously, you remember that as well, and I know we were talking about it earlier, Cornelius, in the office, the theft of the safe deposit boxes, where that gang broke through into the cellar of a biscuit factory.
Mm.
And obviously people store their biscuits in safe deposit boxes, the biscuits value's increasing and all the rest of it. And I think they got away. I've got the list here, Frank. Bourbon? Is it Bourbon? Bourbon biscuits. The custard cream, custard. Very popular. The ginger nuts, we've talked about that. You know, in terms of value, which is the most popular biscuit?
I think we would have to go for those chocolate Bourbons.
Right, okay. What about the Hobnob?
Just a cheap version of our biscuit.
A cheap version. I know. And this is the and again, you know, I think ever since the Great Train Robbery, you remember when they stopped the train, didn't they? The biscuit train.
The Big Biscuit Express.
Yes. Stop that to steal those sacks of rich tea.
Yeah, I know.
And then that driver got coshed with a blue ribbon. And, you know, it was like...
And they sailed down the river on a pink wafer, didn't they?
To escape. No, it wasn't a big one. You've made a mistake there.
Oh, right.
It was several packets of them lashed together.
Oh, and they make a pink wafer raft.
Yeah, and that's how they got away.
Yeah.
You know, as we know, and of course, famously, one of them didn't get caught. And we still haven't. I think there are still various sacks of rich tea missing. I don't think they ever actually got them. Like the same with Brinks Mat. You remember the Brinks Mat robbery? That was fine. That was gold, I think. But then there was the Peak Freen's assortment heist, where they got all those assorted biscuits, didn't they? This is a problem.
It is. Yeah.
And what about Frank, the smuggling of shortbread across the border from Scotland? Where are we with that now?
Well, the thing is, we've decided, rather than try and smuggle it from Scotland, we've decided to make our own and smuggle it back. Under the cover of our name, we can sell shortbread into Scotland that way.
Breaking Bad there.
Yeah, it's kind of the Breaking Bad. This is set to run and run. It's getting, it's a situation that is getting worse, and I think we need to be ever vigilant. Has anyone ever broken into you with a chocolate finger, Frank?
No, they haven't tried that one yet.
Good, I'm glad to hear it. Well, listen, you stay secure in Herefordshire, and it's been a pleasure talking to you. Thank you for bringing this terrible biscuit crime to our attention. That's Frank. He's an expert in biscuits, and that is the big story. Do keep your reactions coming in off the back of the biscuits story. 87222.
Start your message with the word talk.
Or at Talk Radio.
Start your message with any word you like.
It's Talk Radio. I'm John Holmes. It's Monday afternoon. It's 1:30. Victoria's got the news.
Talk Radio.
A mother's been described by a judge as devious and manipulative as she was jailed for life for murdering her 21-month-old daughter. Catherine Smith will serve a minimum of 24 years in prison for stamping on Aisha at the family home in Burton-upon-Trent in 2014. Her ex, Matthew Rigby, was given a 3.5-year term for allowing or causing her death. Robert Wade spoke on behalf of the toddler's biological father, Ricky Booth, outside court.
Whilst we are pleased with the outcome, we are far from happy, and no amount of time or sentence will replace the loss of watching AJ grow up. We believe that someone should be held responsible and accountable within the social services. We will not stand for it that AJ was murdered and died in vain.
A serious case review is being carried out by Derbyshire County Council. Tata Steel has sold its plant in Scunthorpe to investment firm Greybull Capital. The move safeguards more than 4,000 jobs in the UK, including at two mills on Teesside, an engineering workshop in Cumbria, and a design consultancy in York. A man has admitted murdering his flatmate in Glasgow after claiming she refused to have sex with him. 27-year-old Gary Stevenson stabbed Katie Rourke last December after they'd been drinking. He says they did have sex, but when the 25-year-old later ruled it out, he attacked her. It's understood the Chancellor, George Osborne, is considering publishing his personal tax returns. It's after the Prime Minister released some of his details over the weekend. David Cameron is due to make a statement in the House of Commons later on the measures the government's taken to deal with tax dodging and corruption. And Sir Tom Jones's wife, Lady Melinda Rose Woodward, has died after what's been described as a short but fierce battle with cancer. The couple were childhood sweethearts and have been married for 59 years. The weather, bright and breezy in many places. Central, southern England, Wales and Northern Ireland will be cloudier with heavy rain at times. Highs of 15 degrees. There's more in half an hour.
The Paul Ross Full Set Breakfast. Tomorrow morning from 6 on Talk Radio.
The doctor will see you now. In the words of Joey from Friends, how you doing? I mean, physically, health-wise, you can find out with me, Paul Ross, and Dr. Hilary Jones, the doctor is in for breakfast. Lie on the couch, put your feet in the stirrups and assume the Ross position.
The Paul Ross Full Set Breakfast.
Good morning, madam.
Tomorrow morning from 6
on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
It's Talk Radio. I'm John Holmes. It's 1:33. Reactions coming in off the back of the this is a biscuit story that's unfolding this afternoon. We just heard from Frank there. He's a biscuit expert, holed up in a bunker, an ex-munitions bunker, where he exports biscuits illegally across the border into Scotland in a sort of OT version of Breaking Bad. We heard from him this afternoon, and do be vigilant. If you do have biscuits in your house, it's now the number one crime, rising crime in the United Kingdom. A lot of reaction coming in. Cornelius, what have you got there?
Yes, Pete Hawkins on Twitter says, typical, it's one rule for the rich tea. And we've also had some advice coming from the local police station, John. They've said that they are aware of a technique being used where people are getting the biscuits, grounding them up into crumbs, and then smuggling them in cheesecake form.
Right, okay. That is something to be aware of. If you do, if you are offered a cheesecake, at any point, maybe on the streets. I mean, I know if you walk around, certainly London, Camden, you can't get off the...
Cheesecake or Jaffa. Cheesecake or Jaffa.
Can't get off the tube without someone saying that to you. And you just have to be... But if you are offered cheesecake, do check it. Because if it's made of biscuit, then it's more illegal. If the base is ground-up biscuit, not pre-ground, that's
it's quite often not pure biscuit as well, is it? It's like they often mix them like sawdust in with the biscuit.
They do, yeah. And
And crushed glass as
yeah,
well.
Yeah.
Oh, it grows around it.
It's awful. They put cocaine in it as well. It's terrible. So,
it's not often pure cocaine, though.
Yeah. So, do be careful and be vigilant about the biscuits. What do we want to do now? Do you want to set up a
yes,
text?
Yes, let's set up the text in.
Okay.
We?
Well, no, this is interesting, though, actually, because I was watching children's television.
Okay.
Right? As I am wont to do.
Aren't you?
Not my own choice, you understand. I have two children. Who...
And a dog.
Yes, correct. The dog doesn't watch television. I'm always surprised by the fact that I've got a dog.
I'm just surprised. I only found out today that you've got a dog.
Why?
I don't know.
It's not a secret dog.
No, look, it turns out that everybody in this building knows you've got a dog, but I haven't. I didn't know that.
Right.
And I've known you the longest by a country mile.
That's true.
And I just have never, known that you had a dog. Honestly, sometimes you just get thrown by the odd thing, don't you?
I've got a dog.
You've got a dog, I know.
You've got a dog.
What's its name?
Mojo.
I've never heard you say that word.
Yeah. Well, the only reason is, why do you think it's called Mojo? Because if I ever lose him...
Oh, that's clever.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, that does make sense for you. But I just didn't know you had a dog.
I've got a dog. At least it's not called the same thing as that one in that film. Fanbusters. Wouldn't that be unreasonable?
Yeah.
Just an age. Yeah, that. Anyway, so, good. Anyway, I mentioned it because I'm watching children's television, and often children's television likes to introduce children to the real world. Sesame Street has often been at the forefront of this, of course. Now they've just introduced a brand new character in Sesame Street. It is an Afghan character, which will teach children about different cultures, and everything, and they've got all the different, and it's got different costumes as to which...
that's good.
To do with religion and how... Yeah. Which I thought... But, I was quite interested in that story, and I think that's actually a very good idea. Not least because I realised that we could also teach children about the real world by just making children's things a little more adult.
Okay.
Like they've done in Sesame Street. So I thought today I'm going to say 87222.
Start your message with the word talk.
Or Twitter at Talk Radio.
Start your message with any word you like.
You can adult up children's things. For instance, there's already one, isn't there? Krakenori.
Yes.
So that's Jackenori, but Krakenori. So that is another one that exists.
Yeah, fine.
But, right,
I need
okay.
to search some children's things then, because I don't...
Frackle Rock.
Frackle?
Frackle Rock. So it's like Fraggle Rock.
Yeah. No,
but where they drill into the base of the puppet's lighthouse for shale gas. Frackle Rock.
Okay.
PPI the Sailor Man.
See? That is good, isn't it? What does he do? Open a can of...
He opens a can of mortgage.
Yeah.
And he eats it.
Is that one of his tries to explain PPI?
Yeah.
He eats it.
To see if he misses it.
And then he gets... No, he gets extra power to cold call people at around 6 or 7 in the evening.
Do kids still watch Popeye?
Well, if it was on.
Yeah. What are some of the ones that they watch these days?
Oh, I don't... Well, they're all... They're not
What's
as
that
good.
One about the night garden? Is it something with that?
In the night garden.
Yeah. In the night lady garden.
I mean, yes. I don't know what you're teaching them, but yes. I was thinking more like cray school. So it's like play school, but where children are taught to murder people by forming... And it'd be better for twins to watch that one, if I'm honest.
Yeah.
So, well, maybe like Humpty and Hamble, if you remember play school, but more intimidating. Just me that remembers play school, isn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah, fine. Through the round window. Do you remember that? Throw him through the round... If he won't talk, throw him through the round window. It's cray school.
Well, yeah. I mean, sure. I don't know the original reference, so...
Operation, the game.
Mm-hmm. I mean, we can all see where this one's going.
U-tree. Yeah. Operation, right? Which is a... I mean, oh, his nose is lit up. Why? Don't... No. That's not his funny bone. I mean, you could... It's a game of... Anyway, just... It's a more modern adult version of children. 87222.
Start your message with the word talk.
8 at Talk Radio.
On Twitter, start your message with any word you like.
Any word you like. Good. Okay, fine. It's time for this. While you're thinking, I mean... So, at 2 o'clock, what you'll find is coming out of your radio is the news, and it will be in Victoria's mouth. Within it, there should be a made-up news lie, please. You can You can get it to us on the usual numbers, 87227.
Start your message with the word
talk. Yes, talk radio, we know.
Start your message with any word you want.
We know this. Headline hijack, made up news story. It's there to confuse the people whose alarms go off at 2 o'clock when everyone comes back to the office. It's the coming back to the office alarm. So they're out at lunch. They don't hear this bit of the programme, so confuse them with a made-up news story. That is how it works. It's Headline Hijack. Get yours in, and thus you'll be the winner. Cornelius, what have you got coming in?
Yes, Tom sent this in on Friday, just slightly too late. He said, up to 20 people are expected to protest in Westminster today, calling for a ban of rude acronyms. The march is organised by the World Acronym... The World Acronym Nicety
Committee.
Cornelius
can't read. What?
Oh, you've just spoken over.
Well, you can try it again. Just try it again.
The World Acronym Nicety Committee says they want to see changes.
Good. Following last week's announcement that Jeremy Corbyn will be playing Glastonbury, it's been announced that Boris Johnson is going to compare the main stage at V Festival this year. That's something for everyone to look forward to. Dave, what have you got? Have you got one that's come in there for Headline Hijack?
Hello, John. Sorry, I was just outside, wasn't I?
I don't know.
Back in now.
Second,
how are we doing? We well?
Fine, thanks. Yeah.
This one is from Sam.
Yes.
Some sad news, actually, John.
Oh.
The little boy that Queen sang about in the hit Bohemian Rhapsody passed away last night.
Yeah.
Leaving the tributes, Brian May has tweeted, "Sometimes we shall never be born at all." I don't know what that means. R.I.P.
Well done for choosing that one to read out. The Make Britain Fun campaign has announced they're going to put a carousel on one roundabout in every major city and town in the UK.
Oh. Dangerous, really.
Well.
You just get a load of children running towards it, but running in the road.
No, there'd be an orderly queuing system. It's not a roundabout free-for-all. It's not the one Paul Ross likes. It's, do you want to go to Lonely Lunch Club now, Dave?
Let's do that, shall we?
Okay, fine. All right, then. So, while you're headline hijacking...
Lonely, I'm Mr. Lonely.
Let us delve into the world of the Lonely Lunch Club, of course. It's Lonely Lunch Club, only on talk radio at lunchtime. It's where we meet someone who is lunching alone and then become their virtual colleague and friend. It could be you, 87222, if you
want. Start your message with the word talk.
Want to join into the Lonely Lunch Club? Get on the list, or you can use that talk radio.
Start your message with anything you want.
Right, fine. Good. Right, so Lonely Lunch Club, just people lunching alone for whatever reason. Maybe you've been shunned by your colleagues. Maybe you are... Maybe you just had no friends in the beginning. It doesn't matter, whatever reason it is, you want to chit-chat, we can chit-chat about anything you want. We can chit, and we can also chat any subject you like, as though you'd met us at a water cooler or in the kitchen in an ordinarily dull place of work. Let's find out who's on the telephone today. Hello, person on the telephone.
Hello.
Hello, who's that?
It's Michael.
Hello, Michael. How are you?
I'm all right, thanks. Just halfway through my rap.
Good. What sort of good? You've come in bold there. You've started with the lunch based commodity. What's in your wrap?
It's a hoisin duck, no mayo.
Hello.
Oh, come on, that's
one of my wraps of choice.
Is it? Yeah. That's hoisin duck, no mayo. Okay. So, what have you got with it? Just, or is it just that?
It's just that accompanied by a Lucozade original.
Do you not get a meal deal?
I thought about it, but I didn't really want the crisps.
That's fair enough, isn't it?
That's
by the way, we started the chat now.
Yes. This
is quite a good one, isn't it? So you're absolutely. Where are you? Where do you work, by the way?
I work in Fallowfield in Manchester.
Okay, fine. Okay, well, that's where you are. So you've gone out. You've thought, I could get a meal deal, but I'm not. I don't fancy the crisps. So I'm going back to my desk. And that's it. Now, we're all back in the office together, right? We all work with you. And Dave has rightly said, why didn't you go for the meal deal? I didn't fancy the crisps. Why didn't you fancy the crisps, Michael?
I'll be honest with you, I'm a bit of a clean freak, and I just like having greasy fingers on my keyboard.
Get it. But, this is a very good point. And I know, that there's been several emails go around this office, hasn't there?
Yeah.
Where we all work together. Where about greasy fingers on a keyboard. And I think you are absolutely right. In doing that as well. I think that
often it's cheaper to buy the crisps though and just give them away.
makes the meal deals often cheaper. Who would you give them? That's my worry.
Who would you give them away to?
Anyone. Someone like...
A homeless.
Yeah.
Or just someone you want to make that, someone's day.
Wait a minute, though.
Some monster munch.
Then what you're doing there is you're giving them a homeless greasy fingers.
Oh, yeah.
In some ways...
he'll get it on his keyboard.
In some ways, that's... No. That's just...
Yeah.
But he's not going to have access necessarily to wipes.
No.
You see? So you've got to think these things through, haven't you?
Yeah.
I think Michael's actually onto something here. You don't need... Just because they're... it's like force-feeding you. Like when you queue up at WH Smith's and they go, oh, do you want a buying copy of a paper? Oh, do you want a galaxy the size of a moon for a pound? No, not really, no. Especially where's this galaxy you're offering me? It's just up there, look in the sky. It's a chocolate the size of the Death Star, but it's only a pound. Would you want that? It's unhealthy, isn't it?
Mm.
It's offering an unhealthy lifestyle. Michael is taking a stand, rightly so, and that's why he's the guy.
Yeah.
He's the guy.
He is a guy.
Yes. All right, we've done office banter about food. And what else would you like to talk about, Michael? Very much we are virtual friends and colleagues.
I mean, I'm scared they might listen, so I don't even name any names, but there are some right nasty characters in the office today. Some grumpy gentlemen.
Are there?
Right. There are.
Okay. Yeah.
I think I know who you're talking about.
Yeah. I mean, I don't want to name names either, but we all know the people, don't we? We all know the people. Yeah.
We've had a few issues with servers. Servers have been down, and it's been a torrent of abuse.
Really? Well, the problem is, in any work, you know, the things that are guaranteed to make anyone fly into a rage. I'll give you an example of our office here, just as a, you know, guaranteed to make people fly into a rage. Servers, greasy keyboards, Julia Hartley Brewer. You know, these are all the things, you know, and every office has one, doesn't it? It's always got one of those. It's always got one of those in the office. And I was just saying that to
Who works with you? Michael.
Michael. That's Michael.
Who works with you, Michael?
Who works with me? Would you want my immediate colleagues or everyone?
Just any name.
Any name will do.
Probably shouldn't have said that. Yeah, Amy.
Amy.
Amy. Oh, yeah, she is fit.
Now you've stepped over the line in the workplace, because you can't say that about people in the workplace in that context. Connor, you've made a sexist comment. Someone as ugly as you calling someone fit is actually double sexist.
In fairness, she is. All right.
Everyone says it, don't they? It's written in the toilets as well. It's written in the gents. Anyway, I think that's Lonely Lunch. I think we've cheered a loner.
Cheers, Michael.
Michael, thank you so much for sharing, for allowing us to be your virtual colleague and friend.
Thank you.
Very welcome. Now you can go back to smearing your keyboard. If you'd like to take part in Lonely Lunch Club, all you got to be is lonely at lunch, 87222.
Start your message with the word talk.
Or use Twitter at Talk Radio.
Same message as you like.
We'll be back after these messages.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
Talk Radio.
We have ways of making you talk.
Space. It's all around us. An infinite vastness. Extraordinary dimensions beyond the realm of human understanding. We are but tiny specks in this gigantic void, marveling at who or what created...
Or you! Get out the back of me van!
Oh... sorry.
You're loads better off with a Vauxhall Movano, the large van with the impressive payload. Visit your Vauxhall retailer for more information.
TradePoint, we've got a great range of kitchens from brands including IT and Cook & Lewis, stocked in volume, in store, at low trade prices. And with Spaces, our quick and easy design tool, we've got the full package to save you time and money. Visit your local store today to talk to us about your next quote. Trade on.
An extra £5 billion is to be set aside by banks for missold PPI. If you haven't claimed already, claim now. Don't have the time or worried you've lost paperwork? Let PPI Claim Back do it all for you. We can check whether you've had PPI, and if you haven't, it won't cost you a penny. We've won £337 million for our customers. Text PPI to 80039. Text PPI to 80039 now.
Over the last 2 years, I've learned that I'm quite determined. And I thought I was. And I've learned that I actually like learning. I've learned that I can concentrate even when the kids are arguing. I've learned that I'm more ambitious.
The most important thing you'll learn at the Open University is what you're capable of. To find out more, search for OU Life Changing Learning.
Talk Radio, Traffic and Travel.
Just east of Runcorn on the eastbound side of the M56, still queuing following an accident between Junction 11 at Preston Brook and 10 for Stretton and the A49. Delays remain, but all lanes are now open. Southbound side of the M1 in Nottinghamshire, one lane closed on the entrance slip road at Junction 27 for Hucknall. It's whilst a breakdown is recovered. And finally, staying on the M1, on the northbound side through Leicestershire, still slow moving following a police incident between Junction 24 and 24A for the A50 and East Midlands Airport. I'm Stephen Beach.
The Teflon Maiden of Mid-Morning Radio is here.
Mid-Mornings with me, Julia Hartley Brewer. Hard-hitting debate, strong opinions and essential listening.
Julia Hartley Brewer.
You turn if you want to.
The ladies not for turning off.
Julia Hartley Brewer.
Tomorrow morning from 10.
On Talk Radio.
We have ways of making you talk. Across the UK, online and on DAB.
John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
Okay, coming up to 10 to 2 then at 2 o'clock, you know there will be the news. You know within it will be a made-up news story. The line's still open for this afternoon's headline hijack on 8722.
Start your message with the word talk. Yes.
At Talk Radio. Like,
do we have to keep saying this? Start yes. Any word you like.
Apparently we do.
You I started
don't,
it.
I don't know. Yeah. Why we have, but yeah. No, apparently we have to. So that will be in Victoria's news. Which otherwise, you see, the news, it's complicated, isn't it, the news? It's
John, I can't get my head around it.
I know, but it's all right, because help is at hand. Because this is where we explain the news in simple terms to you. Mm-hmm. By choosing to do so through the art and the medium of Japanese poetry. Five letters, no, syllables. Seven syllables, five syllables. It's the news in haikus.
Kevin Sim wins the voice. His name again is, I've forgotten.
The news in haikus. And here we go with, if you were listening about 20 minutes ago or so, you will know only too damn well that they're bringing a new character to Sesame Street to help children with an understanding of different cultures and religions, and that can only be a good thing. They are bringing in an Afghan character to Sesame Street. It's various costumes helping to denote which religions are... I guess believed in the Middle East, in Afghanistan, certainly. And I think this is a worthy thing to do. Sesame Street often at the forefront of bringing adult themes and teaching children them very early on, and I think that is helpful. It also allows us to do this afternoon's texting, which is of course on 87222. Starting message with the word talk. I'm just doing it now at Talk Radio, which is adulting up children's things. It could be programs, it could be toys, it could be games, it could be anything. For instance, thanks very much, Dan, for sending in Buckaroonie, which is where you've got... It's like Buckaroo. Remember the game Buckaroo?
Yeah.
It was a donkey, wasn't it?
Yeah.
And you had to pile up upon the donkey various tools, pickaxes, buckets, spades, and so on. As many as you could until... the donkey was so weighed down with them, it would buck them all off. Mm. Remember that? Buckaroo Rooney is a sort of plastic model of Wayne Rooney on all fours, and then you have to put on him a hair transplant, a pensionable prostitute, and other things associated with Wayne Rooney.
What? Okay, go on.
It's mainly those two things. Footballs.
Football does one, yeah.
Right, and you just put them on him until he bucks them off.
What are they learning?
Well, we're learning about the excess of footballers and scandal. Yes, thank you. Okay. That's what we're learning. It's a game of Buckaroony. All right, what have you got, smart ass?
I don't have access to the tech system today, as well, you know. I just said that.
I know, that's why.
Don't come to me, because I don't have access to the tech system. So don't throw to me for the texts.
Gordon the Groper. Which teaches kids about the dangers of BBC television. Yes?
Yes, Gavin Hansford on Twitter has come in with Fireman Strike Sam.
See, very good.
That is very good, actually.
Jem has got Ben and Holly's little offshore tax haven instead of Ben and Holly's little kingdom, which is hashtag grown up kids TV. Thank you, Jem.
Yeah. Mr. Biscuit says, how about a nice game of British bulldogging?
Yeah. Can't think of anyone around this building who'd like to... Oh, no, wait, two. At one... we all know who I'm talking about. At 1:56, then, I think we need to find a winner for Headline Hijack. By the way, you can keep those things coming in entirely for the... we'll run that throughout the afternoon. The grown-up kids thing.
Oh,
we'll
okay.
just run grown-up that throughout the afternoon.
TV.
You can just keep those coming in.
Yeah.
And plate spin it. 8-7-2-2.
Start your message with the word talk.
Talk radio on thing.
Start your message.
Yeah. So, Headline Hijack then. This is, of course, your made-up news stories. On Headline Hijack. Oh, that's not working, is it? It's broken. Good, fine. So Headline Hijack, made up news stories. There needs to be one in the news at 2 o'clock that will come out of the mouth of Victoria. Everyone will believe it to be true, of course, because that is the point of it. And it will fool the people who come back to the office only now, who won't have heard us sort of setting it up. You know, the couple of examples, or do we need to just pick a winner now?
David sent one in, which didn't win, but it said Parliament has voted against a law that was criticised for being discriminatory against the travelling community. Apparently the Stay Put Bill will no longer be brought into law.
Fine. Who's won Headline Hijack today?
Today, John's winner is... That wasn't a very good sentence, was it? Today's winner, John, is...
Correct.
Caroline.
Caroline, where does Caroline live?
Caroline lives in Berkshire, but she hasn't been any more specific than that.
That is all the specifics I need. Caroline, congratulations. Your made-up news story will be in the news next for Headline Hijack on Talk Radio.
Talk Radio.
Join the Talk Nation.
Pick up your phone and Talk Radio.
We'll get you talking.
Rock-a-bye baby in the treetop. This Motorola baby monitor's had a price drop. Down from £50 to £25. It's got a two-way talk feature and a high-sensitivity microphone to hear every sound. Oh, Asda. Save money. Live better.
Selected store subject to availability.
This Easter, take the family exploring when you upgrade to Sky Movies. Discover over 1,000 fun-filled tales with movies on demand. Go on an epic journey with Inside Out. Tiptoe around T-Rexes with Jurassic World. And learn every spell in the book with the return of the Harry Potter channel. All this adventure without even leaving the house. Upgrade to Sky Movies. Half price for 6 months. Search Sky Movies. Sky. Believe in better.
Sky TV compatible box. Broadband speed required. New Sky Movies customers only. 9 extra a month for 6 months. Then standard price currently 18. Replaces current TV offer. Terms apply.
When a punter takes the tumble as a fool, it won't make the blindest bit of difference to my walls. No red wine marks, no craft beer stains. With diamond paint by Dulux Trade, my pub stays as pristine as the day it was painted. La, 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 la,
with new stain repellent technology in diamond paints by Dulux Trade, liquid stains become droplets that just wipe clean without scrubbing. Use it and your clients will be singing your praises. Pick up a tin at your local merchant. Dulux Trade. It's your reputation.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
A new kind of talk radio. We'll get you talking. Talk Radio.
Yes, indeed, at just about 1 o'clock on a Monday afternoon. Hello, I'm John Holmes. It is Talk Radio. Here's Victoria with the news.
Thanks, John. Coming up, Aisha's mother gets life for her murder. Thousands of steel jobs have been saved and the wife of Sir Tom Jones has died.
Talk Radio.
A mother who stamped on her 21-month-old daughter, rupturing her heart, has been jailed for life with a minimum of 24 years for murder. Catherine Smith's ex has been sentenced to 3.5 years for causing or allowing Aisha's death at their home in Staffordshire in 2014. Robert Wade spoke outside court on behalf of the toddler's biological father.
We were never told of the injuries surrounding the case until it was brought to court. We've had to sit through the case and had to listen to the events unfold. This has left us feeling very distraught and frustrated as we made calls to social services several weeks before AJ passed, warning them that she was at serious risk.
Derbyshire County Council is carrying out a serious case review. Tata Steel's Scunthorpe plant and associated sites in Teesside, Cumbria and York have been taken over. Around 4,500 jobs in the UK have been saved in the buyout by investment firm Greybull Capital. The company will trade under the name British Steel. Bimlendra Jha, the executive chairman of Tata Steel, has praised the company's workforce.
I'm proud to say that the employees and Tata have acted very responsibly to create a future where there can be a sustained employment potential for this place, for Scunthorpe and the communities around.
The Prime Minister is due to announce a new law to crack down on tax cheats. The new legislation was originally planned before 2020, but it's been brought forward following the Panama Papers leak. Critics say David Cameron should release his full tax returns after revealing a summary over the weekend. The Justice Secretary, Michael Gove, has refused to say, though, whether he thinks all MPs should publish their financial details.
I think the Prime Minister's behaved with probity and integrity throughout. I'm in favour of transparency, but I do not want to preempt anything that the Prime Minister is going to say this afternoon. I think it's right that it's the House of Commons that hears first what the Prime Minister's plans are.
A body has been found in Dorset in the search for a missing junior doctor. Police are working on the assumption it's 25-year-old Rose Polcher from Devon, who went missing 2 months ago. Sir Tom Jones's wife of 59 years, Lady Melinda Rose Woodward, has died after a short battle with cancer. She passed away yesterday at a hospital in Los Angeles, surrounded by her husband and loved ones. Sir Tom recently cancelled a number of his tour dates in Japan, Thailand, South Korea and the United Arab Emirates because of his wife's illness. And vandalism is thought to have caused a major signal failure at one of Britain's busiest railway stations. Thousands of journeys through Birmingham New Street this morning were either delayed or cancelled.
Talk Radio National Weather.
Here it comes.
It does.
Here it comes.
Bright and breezy in many areas.
Not this one?
No, well, apparently this is not one of those many areas.
Okay.
Central Southern England.
Which are the many areas?
I don't have the details.
Okay, fine.
Right now.
All right, then.
Don't question my weather,
okay.
Please. It's from the Met Office. It's real.
On the main note.
Anyway, I can't speak now, thanks.
Welcome to Cornelius's world.
Central Southern England, Wales and Northern Ireland will be cloudier, with heavy rain at times.
Is it Claudia or Claudia? I'm never sure.
Well, in this instance, it's cloudier.
Fine.
Highs of 15 degrees.
Thanks, Victoria. Thanks very much indeed. It's 2:03. We've got Work Experience Punditry coming up next. Here's the sport.
Talk Radio Sports Update.
I'm Ben Fletcher. Good afternoon. Manchester City manager Manuel Pellegrini has ruled captain Vincent Kompany out of tomorrow's Champions League quarter-final second leg with PSG. He says the centre-back is not 100% fit after a calf injury he suffered last month. That's despite training this morning. The ties level at 2-2, but City have the advantage of having scored away goals in the first match in France. Leicester boss Claudio Ranieri says the away support at their 2-0 Premier League win over Sunderland made him emotional. The 2-0 victory moved the Premier League leaders a step closer to the title. They're 7 points clear with 5 games remaining. Leicester's season's been likened to a film storyline, and fullback Christian Fuchs told TalkSport who he'd want to play him in a Hollywood blockbuster.
Fuchs.
There are pictures all over the web of me and Ryan Reynolds that we are kind of lookalikes. That in fact Ryan Reynolds is the Christian Fuchs at Leicester City. So yeah, I can live with that. I could live with that.
And US Masters champion Danny Willett is up to 9th in golf's world ranking. The Englishman jumps into the top 10 after the first major victory of his career. That's your latest sports news powered by Talk Sports.
And finally, it's emerged that due to an administrative error at the Royal Observatory in February, leap day was a minute too short. In order to rectify the mistake, today will be 1 minute longer.
Talk Radio.
Evil lurks in the hearts of men.
To some, it was a miracle. Others called it the triumph of illiteracy. Radio. It revolutionized the way people learned about their world.
Oh my, get out of the way, please.
It changed forever the way people would be entertained.
John Holmes.
John Holmes.
On Talk Radio.
For those about to talk,
we salute you.
Play Misty for me.
Okay, 2:05. Good afternoon. It is Talk Radio. I am John Holmes. Yes, it's the afternoon thing. And today on the programme, don't forget, we are giving away £200,000. Now, all you need to be, if you want £200,000, is the offspring of a rich parent with a lucrative offshore tax arrangement. If that is you, then what a great prize. We'll send you to Eton for a privileged education paid for from the financial benefits of tax avoidance. Following that, you'll be sent to Oxford, where you can study philosophy, politics and economics, and join a club where you'll enjoy putting your downstairs gentleman's arrangement into the mouth of a dead pig. All of these great prizes up for grabs this afternoon. If you are an advantaged MP for Witney, then simply post the sentence, "No matter the outcome of this whole tax thing, in the end my legacy will almost certainly be the pig incident," to Talk Radio, The Radio, London. Please do include details of your Coots bank account so we can transfer the gift. All rights are reserved. Cash not necessarily available. 2:06 then, and well, that brings us to this afternoon's work experience punditry. Okay then, as your regular listening ears will doubtless be aware, there is the small matter of the next generation of critics and of pundits, of people who review things on the radio and the television and in the newspapers. We are searching out the... It's like The Voice, but for pundits.
And the people on R1 are more famous.
That's also true, yes, and better at it. So think of it like that, but without the spinny chair.
I can leave if you want.
Don't, you stay there.
Complimenting you.
It's a compliment, Carl. It's a compliment. So the work experience punditry, the next generation of pundits, reviewing the things. Reviewing the things, aren't they? And today, it's TV reviewery. It's Cara. She is work experience. That's the advantage, of course. We don't have to pay her. Good afternoon, Cara.
Good afternoon, John. How are you?
I'm very good. How are you?
I'm
nice
great.
To see you again. Thank you for coming in. TV, then. TV.
Yes. So, what have you first, got? Yeah. I watched a documentary called How to Stay Young. Did anyone see it?
John Do clearly didn't. Hey! Can I go home? Is that my day's... I think that's my day's feed done now, I think.
Well, I'll tell you how to stay young.
Yeah.
So it was a BBC documentary which focused on one doctor who was 36 and Angela Rippon, the actress, who is 72, and they investigated how to age well and prolong a healthy life. And this week they were focusing on physical fitness and the body, and it was really interesting. They discovered that dance was the best exercise to keep your muscles from decreasing, better than people who are working in the gym, because it's more varied and things like that. And what else did they discover?
It sort of depends what dance you do, doesn't it, I suppose. I mean, with the specifics. For instance, you know, I'm no expert, clearly.
Definitely
but,
not.
Thank you. But, you know, I don't know. Is a foxtrot as good as a...
waltz?
I don't think so. Foxtrot's faster, isn't it?
Yeah, it's probably better, isn't it, if anything?
Yeah.
Is it?
There's a lot of clapping in this one.
But that's what I mean. I mean,
is the waltz going to be good? That's quite sort of just walking around, isn't it?
A bit. Yeah, it's a bit boring one, isn't
what
it?
What about a tribal dance? Is that better than...
Oh, I'm sure that'll be good.
...than body popping? You know, where, I mean, did Angela Rippon body pop on this programme?
Not in the clips they showed.
What dance?
We can only assume she was body popping for most of the footage that was cut out.
What dance did Angela Rippon prefer? Did we learn that?
I don't know. It's just kind of old people moving dancing.
Old people moving dancing.
It's like a lot of bending knees and then kind of shimmying.
That's a great week on Strictly, isn't it?
What's the like me at friends' weddings, now I'm old? You know, that sort of dad dancing, yeah. Sort of not really sure what the music is anymore, but I will try and move in time to it because I've
even
had
if it's a
pint.
Stormzy.
Yeah, I don't know what a Stormzy is. Part of the shipping forecast, isn't it, as far as I know. Have we got a clip? Should we hear a bit? We've got a clip.
We all know people who seem young for their age. But why do some of us age better than others? It's long been thought it's mainly to do with our genes. But new research on identical twins has overturned this. Thanks to twin studies, scientists now know that for most of us, how long we live is 75% down to lifestyle. And only 25% down to our genes.
This is my identical twin. We began life as a single clump of cells that split somewhere in the first 2 weeks to become two separate people. We share, therefore, 100% of our DNA, and that is why it is literally impossible to tell us apart.
What about the beard?
Shh.
The genes of identical twins are the same, so they're perfect for investigating how lifestyle choices affect aging.
Angela Rippon's got a deeper voice than I remember. And a beard.
Yeah,
well.
That beard gag, I like that.
So that's interesting. So what do we learn, Cara? What do we learn from this?
Well, that a vegan diet is very good, apparently.
Really?
Yeah. They went to a town in America where people lived for a really long time, and they spoke to an 100-year-old who'd been a vegan for, I don't know, quite a lot of years. And he was doing great. He was totally with it.
So is that because, I mean, because we weren't genetically disposed to be vegan,
no,
were we? So, because, you know, hunter-gatherers, etc., etc. So how does that... I'm looking for you for scientific answers now.
I don't know. Maybe a lot... Well, a lot of the meat we eat, I guess, is bad. Like, we don't eat, like, really good chicken. We probably just go to McDonald's.
Yeah.
Also, they said, oh, shocking statistic, that 20% of the meals consumed in all of America are eaten in the car.
That is a shocking
what?
Statistic, isn't it?
Yeah. How bad is that?
What, did Angela Rippon eat anything in a car?
No, she didn't go to America. She went to do a dance class in Germany.
Is that all she did?
In Germany?
What else did she do? No, she had an MRI scan as well to look at internal fat and the pulses and drugs that you can use to get rid of internal fat so they won't cause later damage. That was very interesting. But the interesting thing was also later in the show, I mean, we know that diet and exercise are kind of the obvious solutions to things, but they went down a kind of more scientific route as the programme went on and looked at... in Ecuador, there are some people with a disease called Laron, where they don't age as quickly. And so they had a 17-year-old who was really short because of a lack of a certain blood thing. And
so scientists
are looking into the disease and how it prolongs aging and actually trying to use it to produce a good drug to prevent aging at all.
Yeah, but is that sensible? If you prevent aging, then you just overpopulate the planet, don't you?
Oh, someone can think of that, though. They'll think of ways. Build, like, another layer.
What do you mean, build another layer?
Well, double-decker Earth.
Yeah. You know, like, the houses used to all be bungalows, and then they were like, oh, we'll just build on top of that first one. And there's, like, twice as much floor space. Just do that with
and
the world.
And you're suggesting that is...
an outer layer. I reckon it's doable. You're looking at me like I'm an idiot.
What about in London, though? Where do they put the second tube?
On top of the first layer.
No, it doesn't, know. And it's not underground.
You are right, that is the main problem.
You two are missing the point of this.
Yeah.
Which is that Angela Rippon, right, there was footage of her, right, bringing down a bison in this programme, right, just after the body popping. Because she's not a vegan, is she, Angela Rippon?
I didn't mention it.
There you go. So her bringing down a bison, what would you call the second world, by the way?
Hmm?
What would you call it, the second world?
I don't need to give it a new name. It's just like level 2, isn't it?
All right, level 2. So Angela Rippon's on level 2. Imagine this scenario that you've painted. Angela Rippon, the former newsreader,
yeah,
is on level 2 of Earth,
yeah,
bringing down bison willy-nilly.
Yeah.
Right? And I've forgotten the point of all this. Why was there even a second Earth? Oh, population control.
There's an amazing...
Stupid idea.
It's a bit of insight into the behind-the-scenes of radio.
Stupid idea.
There's an amazing moment that John does maybe once a week, maybe a couple of times a week, where his eyes just glaze over. And he starts repeating the sentence he's just said because he has no idea how he's going to end the current sentence.
That's right.
And you just did it. You're like, if Angela Rippon was on the second... But I could... So, like, if Angela Rippon, right... With a bison on the... Angela Rippon's on the... And
I was clear about what the bison was, but I couldn't remember why there was a second Earth.
Yeah.
But now, your flawed idea is because there'd be two... You say everyone should survive forever,
yeah,
right? If they're a vegan. And what you'd end up then is a planet of vegans. How boring would that be? And then you'd be overrun by animals.
Geese.
Specifically geese. Not specifically geese, but just animals in general. Because there'd be no natural culling, would there?
Mm.
Do you want to live in a world... where geese roam free on the second level of a planet that's been built above the first level? Is that what you want?
Which level am I on?
Is this what you came in to talk about today, Cara?
No.
Not specifically.
Anyway, was it good?
Yeah, it was great. It was very positive and heartwarming, and they were very positive about aging, and it's quite they're very intentional about looking after themselves, which was quite refreshing.
Good. Well, there, see? So at least someone around here knows what they're talking about.
Yeah.
Should we do more TV reviews? Very shortly indeed. It's Work Experience Punditry with Cara. It's TV Today. We'll be back to do more after this.
Talk radio. Intelligent, organic entertainment.
Talk radio.
We'll get you talking.
Harry, Barry and Gary are the hottest app development team in town. They don't have an office, but they do have eReceptionist. With eReceptionist, they have a London 0207 number, which answers and redirects their calls to their mobiles. And because eReceptionist works to their schedule, if Harry's on a date with Carrie, his calls go straight through to Gary and Barry. Supercharge your image and connect your business from just 30p per day. Try for free at ereceptionist.co.uk. Free trial must be cancelled to avoid charges based on a year's subscription.
Van Buster, now on. Green feather edge boards, just £6 a pack. Excludes VAT at 20%. TradePoint members only.
TradePoint!
The countdown to the great national source debate is on! The outcome shaping the destiny of our nation. The question is simple. Is it red sauce or brown sauce? Burton's Fish and Chips have created two tantalisingly tasty great new British flavours for their snacks. But only one must prevail! Available from 1st of April. Try Burton's Fish and Chips, red sauce and brown sauce. And then vote for your favourite flavour. Bagging yourself a chance to win a massive £10,000! The Great British Battle of the Sauces. Red versus brown. Brought to you by Burton's Fish and Chips.
Gary, Winston Wolf, direct line. Your landlord Mike says you wrecked his place.
Wait,
knocking holes in the walls. And all that graffiti? Fancy yourself an artiste?
No.
But it's all covered, Gary. Mike is with direct line. They'll cover up to the full amount insured for malicious damage by tenants.
Oh, good. Can I go now?
Oh, no, Gary. Direct Line's looking after Mike, but who's looking after you?
Direct Line Landlord Insurance covers up to the sum insured for malicious damage by tenants. Can your landlord insurance do that? Search Direct Line Landlord. Optional extra qualifying criteria and excess apply. Underwritten by UK Insurance Limited.
Talk radio, traffic and travel.
In Ashley through Wiltshire, the A4 Bath Road completely blocked both ways. A two-car serious accident has occurred near to the A365. Police directing traffic there. In Suffolk, Stowmarket, the A14 remains closed both ways. Severe delays due to an accident involving two lorries around junction 50 for the A1120. And finally, on the northbound side of the M1 through Leicestershire, still stop-start following a police incident between junction 24 at Kegworth and 24A for East Midlands Airport. I'm Stephen Beach.
Hi, I'm Claire, a track engineer for Network Rail. We'll be carrying out essential improvement work from Saturday the 30th of April to Monday the 2nd of May to help deliver our railway upgrade plan. We're trying to inconvenience you as little as possible by doing this work over the May Bank holiday when fewer people use the railway. So please, check before you travel at nationalrail.co.uk/May. Thanks for your patience. Network Rail, working for you.
The Brothers Gould, tonight from 7 on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
A seamless transition between tea time and twilight with the legendary Brothers Gould, destined to become the nation's favourite radio family. Tall Tales and Telephone Trouble with the Brothers Gould, featuring Johnny Gould and Ash.
Get caught in two-way family crossfire with me, Johnny Gould, and him, Ash.
You all right, Bubba?
On Talk Radio.
It's a brother load of back chat, bravado and banging into... entertainment.
Tonight from 7
on Talk Radio. Keeping it in the family with the Brothers Gould.
John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
19 minutes past 2 o'clock. Good afternoon. Just before we go back to Cara with her TV work experience punditry, some reactions coming in. Of course, Talk Radio is the home of reactions and opinion. If you've got either of those, a reaction or an opinion, then 87222.
Start your message with the word talk.
Or at Talk Radio on Twitter.
Start your message with any word you like.
What have you got there? Cornelius.
Lennon has said, give peace a chance. And on the list that sets it, don't tell your parents, otherwise you'll get into trouble with them.
I've just got one here that just says inheritance tax and vasectomies. That's what it just says that.
Agreed.
And this one just says, not on your Nelly. And hanging's too good for them. And that's from a bloke in charge of the flower filled baskets in a garden centre. Right then, so Cara's with us, as you will know if you've been listening. Cara is our work experience pundit for Monday. She's got TV. We've just done Angela Rippon's documentary. She did a documentary, Angela Rippon, about what it would be like if the Earth had two levels and whether or not hunting bison on one of those levels would be a viable option to keep down the population in a land full of vegans. And when's that documentary on? When was it on?
Oh, at the weekend sometime on BBC.
That was on at the weekend on sometime at the BBC.
Yeah.
Angela Rippon's Second Level Earth Bison Fight.
That's the full title.
It was called. What have you got next?
Next I watched Two Doors Down, which was a half-hour sitcom about families who live on the same street in Scotland. There was a mum and her 15-year-old daughter who she disapproves of what she's doing, and then a couple down the road. And it was okay.
What's it on? What channel's this on?
That was on BBC as well.
Okay. Mm. Two, or...
I don't know, iPlayer all merges into one.
Okay, fine, yeah. You're
sorry.
So modern, yeah.
So in the episode... Actually, I think we've got a clip.
Have we? All right, let's have a listen to a clip.
Christine, oh my God!
Thanks, Beth. Thank God you were in.
Would you like a cup of tea?
Oh, no. I don't want to put you any bother.
You sure?
Just one of those coffees you do in the cafeteria will be fine.
All right, Christy. You been to the home baking again?
Oh, ha, bloody ha.
Her ceiling's come in. Now, will you make her a cup of tea?
Coffee.
Ah, coffee, that's right.
I'm in shock, Eric.
Not a glass of water you meant to have for shock?
Oh, well, it's fresh coffee with two brown sugars with me.
So the whole thing came down on your head?
That's terrible. No warning. One minute I'm sat there quite happy after a row with Sophie. The next thing I know, I'm sitting there with a lampshade in my head and picking bits of Artex out of my teeth. As I say, Beth, I'm still in shock.
Oh, Eric, bring a biscuit.
God bless.
So what were you and Sophie at Loggerheads about?
I don't want to talk about it, Beth.
Okay.
I'm best to say nothing.
Right enough.
Every time I've been out at the doctor's, Sophie's been upstairs with a boy.
Did it get funny at any point?
They had Doon McKicken. Do you know who that is?
I like
she's
Doon McKicken.
She's also in Plebs, which I'm going to talk about next. She was probably the funniest in it. She's very good. But that was probably a highlight. It was, the problem was that nothing really happened, as in all the families congregated in this one house because her ceiling had fallen in and so-and-so had, broken up with their boyfriend or whatever. So then everyone kind of clambered into one house and it was all like, oh, we can't find enough beds.
Did the vicar come round at any point?
No, he didn't. But then once they're all there, they just kind of argued and, it was really chaotic. And
you can see it's Mrs. Brown Boys-esque, isn't it? From what, I mean, I don't know it.
I just got it from
that, and it's kind of that sort of knit, close-knit sort of... This is the problem with sitcoms, isn't it, a lot of the time? There's a successful one, and then they try to emulate it with lots of other things that never quite work in the same way.
And there's, like, one thing happened, which was that, they all had a problem and they all ended up in the same place. But then there's no second thing. There was no, other thing to kind of trump the thing that happened in the first 5 minutes.
Was it character-driven, then, more than... Was it more sit or com, in that sense?
It was more sit-driven.
More sit-driven,
ceilings falling in,
yeah.
People breaking up with people.
Are you being nice and it's absolutely rubbish?
It wasn't rubbish, but I definitely wouldn't watch it again.
Yeah. That's my sister, when I was a student, I lived in a student house, clearly, and my And it was the holidays. My friends had gone back away. My parents came to visit with my sister, who was then young, right? So she was about 6 or 7 or 8, maybe. And she stayed in my friend's bedrooms, Joanne's bedroom, in the single bedroom. Joe said, that's fine, obviously, just let your sister sleep in there. And during the night, the entire ceiling fell in on her.
What?
In Joanne's bedroom, that's right. She was fine. But all of the Artexing and everything else came away. It hurt her, but she lived.
Is that where you got all your comedy from since?
That's right, because it's one of the funniest situations.
Well, someone made that into a sitcom.
Yeah, I know. And that's my idea.
Without your permission.
That was my idea. That was my sister's idea. That was. Yeah, but no, that's a true, if slightly dull story. As dull as my dad's explanation, because my dad's a builder and was able to tell us exactly why the Artexing.
Did you say the word joist?
He did use the word joist.
That's the one my dad uses a lot.
And he used. Is your dad a builder?
No, but he'll look at a wall and go, yeah, joist. I'll go, yeah, definitely.
Right. What's your dad?
Stuart.
What does he do?
Oh, he works for a bank.
Does he do for them?
I don't know.
Is he offshore?
No. Well, it's the Royal Bank of a different country.
Your dad works for the Royal Bank of Scotland?
No.
Panama?
No. Let's move on.
Did you just name countries? Spain? France?
Yeah.
How about...
It. You got it.
Can I go Italy? Because Plebs is set in Rome.
You've got such a future in this. Very, very strong. Yeah.
Do I?
No.
So,
yeah.
Should we play the promo for Plebs?
Yeah, yes. Let's have a clip.
It's a new year in Rome.
Salve, ladies.
And the emperor demands appropriate behaviour from his subjects. You shall be virtuous.
You shouldn't sleep with a girl unless you're prepared to deal with the consequences.
Oh, these are some spicy consequences.
And respectful of the authority.
Centurion brutality.
Nothing good ever happens to us.
Afternoon.
So, already it's funnier. What happens in Plebs?
Plebs is great. So they've just started their third series on ITV. I'd watched the previous two, and I was already a big fan because I study classical studies, which is ancient stuff. So I thought that the fact that it was set in Rome was already hilarious. So it started with a double bill last Thursday night on ITV2. It has Tom Rosenthal again from Friday Night Dinner and Flat TV.
Why is it that everyone reviewing things here reviews things with Tom in it?
Because he's...
And Tom was our guest as well.
A bit ubiquitous at the moment. He's just everywhere, isn't he?
Isn't he?
He's doing very well. But this is funnier than both of Friday Night Dinner and Flat TV, I think, because... Oh, I'm praising
funnier
it.
Funnier than Friday Night Dinner. Stop. One of the best sitcoms ever.
Absolutely not.
One of the best sitcoms ever.
I love it. It's hilarious.
Do you think
it's not.
The neighbour guy is funny?
Jim?
Yeah.
Yeah.
So I always want to skip that scene because I think the rest of it's funny, but not those bits.
I love it. No. I watched the whole first series last night.
Did you?
Yeah.
In one go?
I've never really watched much of it. I binged on it.
Watched like two of them probably. Who's the neighbour? So is that Mark Heap?
Yeah. Jim.
Fascinating. Anyway.
Plebs. I think it's... the most creative of the three, because it's often described as in between a set in Rome, and each episode is just a hilarious 20-minute anachronism, and I particularly like it, obviously because my subject, but so it focuses around three young lads in Rome. That's Marcus, Stylax, and their Grumio slave, their slave Grumio.
Yes.
And it follows them as they try to get girls, joke around at work, and try to enjoy being in the big city. And they've kept a few running jokes from the first series, so that's quite good. But what's great is...
So there have been a lot of... Rome is sort of fertile ground for sitcom and comedy in that sense, isn't it? So there was Up Pompeii.
Oh, yeah.
It's obviously set in Roman times, which is coming back, I believe. How would you do that without Frankie Howard? I don't know. Life of Brian, of course.
Mm-hmm.
Set in the Chelmsford 1-2-3. Everyone's staring at me.
Yeah. Ah.
Okay, fine. That was Rory McGrath and Jimmy Melville. And a sitcom set in Chelmsford in 1-2-3 AD in Roman times. Do you remember that?
No.
Rory McGrath.
Yes.
Is Jimmy Melville in it?
Yes. Jimmy Melville used to be a comedy actor.
No.
He was in it. Correct. Now, boss for hat-trick, of course. Anyway, yeah, go on. I'm just wondering why anyone thinks that might be such a fertile ground for comedy.
I mean, that is only three things, isn't it?
Yeah, there aren't three Viking things.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
See? There aren't three Tudor things.
Blackadder.
One. No, Blackadder one wasn't. That was more the third. But you know, but no, that's one thing, isn't it? But I'm saying that, that for some reason, classical Rome is fertile ground for comedy. So.
It's probably because it's a city, and we can make lots of parallels between how we live in cities now and how we lived then. I don't know. Well,
someone does a classics degree.
Well, what's great is that there are lots of parallels, so we can identify with the plots on some grounds. But it's also kind of funny because they don't draw attention to the fact that it's a massive anachronism ever. So the slave just has a Yorkshire accent, and
he's the
best facial expressions ever. And they just have very normal British conversation. They go buy tickets to what you think is a sport, and then, you know, it's a lion eating thing.
It's Angela Rippon again. Angela Rippon there in ancient Rome. Why not? I mean, if you're allowed Yorkshire accents, why isn't Angela Rippon there just biting the lions to death? Oh, but it's a second Rome, which is built above the first Rome. Much like how the Colosseum was constructed, am I right, Cara? Columns upon columns, arches upon arches, built up in layers. And that is how you bring an entire half an hour round to a conclusion. Wow. You thought I didn't know what I was doing.
Still do.
But there it was. Proof, if proof were needed, that I had it planned all along. Right round to that end bit. Cara, thank you very much for coming in for your TV.
It's the average.
Oh,
I haven't got round to that yet. Cara, what's the average score, where you, not individually, just the average score of all the TV you're reviewing this week?
I am going to say 6.
So 6 this week from Cara. Thank you very much indeed. Work experience punditry from Cara TV. Soon to come on the programme, the mystery quiz. The mystery quiz, diversity paper review, and the big debate at 3. Here's Victoria with the news.
Talk Radio.
A mother who murdered her 21-month-old daughter has been jailed for a minimum of 24 years. Catherine Smith was described by the judge at Birmingham Crown Court as devious and manipulative. Her ex-partner has been jailed for 3.5 years for failing to prevent Aisha Smith's death. Detective Inspector Andy Maxfield is from Staffordshire Police.
Every murder is difficult, but when you get a child involved, it's more difficult. They take the toll, they do take the toll on you. It's heart-rending. 21-month-old child, what would she have achieved? What should have gone on to be? It is a tragedy.
Around 4,500 jobs in the British steel industry have been saved. Tata Steel's Scunthorpe plant has been sold to an investment company, along with sites in Cumbria, York and Teesside. A man's pleaded guilty to murdering his flatmate in Glasgow after claiming she refused to have sex with him. 27-year-old Gary Stevenson stabbed Katie Rourke last December after they'd been drinking. Treasury sources say Chancellor George Osborne is considering publishing his tax return. There are calls for David Cameron to provide a further explanation of his financial affairs after he released details dating back to 2009 over the weekend. The Prime Minister will face MPs in the Commons in about an hour when he'll announce new laws to crack down on tax cheats. And the number of wild tigers has risen for the first time in more than a century after hitting an all-time low in 2010. There are now almost 4,000 of the big cats in the wild. The weather bright and breezy in many areas. Those areas are Scotland, Northern England, apparently the southeast and the far southwest. Central Southern England, Wales and Northern Ireland will be cloudier with heavy rain at times. Highs of 15.
Did you go away and work out the areas for me after I questioned your area knowledge?
Yes, because I didn't like you disrespecting my news, John.
I would never disrespect your news.
I'm pretty sure that's what happened half an hour ago.
Disrespecting it.
I think that's what happened.
Okay, it didn't happen.
Anyway, there's more news in half an hour.
More news in half an hour. It's Talk Radio.
Did your husband accidentally transfer the contents of your joint account to a Nigerian prince called Trust Me Good Man? Perhaps you bought diet pills on the internet that made you frightened to cough. Or maybe your exotic mail order bride turned out to be a Ukrainian pig farmer called Igor.
When the con is on, you need a man who's on it. Listen to the Radio Hustle with scam-busting supremo Alexis Conran and get the inside track on all the latest swindles, schemes, tricks and traps the fraudsters are using to get their hands on your cash.
Get tipped off, not ripped off. The Radio Hustle with Alexis Conran, enemy of the con man.
Saturday afternoon from 1 on Talk Radio.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
All right, it's 2:33. Good afternoon. It is Talk Radio. I am John Holmes. A lot of reaction coming in, of course, as ever. This is where we go to your reactions. Reactions, and not just reaction, but also opinion. 87222 if you have either
start
of those.
Start your message with the word talk. Talk
or use Twitter at Talk Radio.
Start your message with any word you like.
Cornelius, what have you got? What's coming in? On the reaction. So who's reacting?
Someone's texting in just saying, biased.
I've got one that just says mental health. That's come in there.
Fumigate it.
Yeah. I've got another. Hanging's too good for them.
Oh.
This has come here. That's from the head of pictures at the National Portrait Gallery. anything else there? I've got. Oh, I've no. I've got this one as well. It just says off. Sure.
Yeah.
A lot of that actually coming in.
I don't understand why poor people can't just go and get a job. That's come in from at sheltered 19-year-old from Chelsea.
We're also this afternoon, by the way, if you'd like to get involved with it, adulting up children's things. It could be toys, it could be games, it could be programmes. This is because Sesame Street have announced they're bringing in an Afghan character in order to teach children about that country and the way the religion sometimes can work in the Middle East. And it's got a variety of nice costumes. So this afternoon, and we think it's a good thing. So what other, you know, is it too, are children ever too young to learn? So do text us. We've had Jem with Ben and Holly's little offshore tax kingdom as well. That's come in as well. Thank you for that suggestion earlier on. What else do we have here? Ease. Remember Whizbit? Anyone?
No.
No, just nope. Me. Gavin, Ease and Whizbit, which, of course, we teach children about the dangers of drugs, of course. Button Mooney, which is either teaching children not to show their bottoms to people,
yeah,
or a very, very real warning about the cult the Moonies, which you don't remember either.
That was a children's TV show, wasn't it?
The Moonies, no, that's the Moomins. But I
the
see
Moomins.
I see what you're doing.
Yeah, no, I didn't mean to, but...
No, I know that.
what was the Moonies?
They were a cult. They were a dangerous cult.
Oh, no.
Yes, Google it.
I will.
The Reverend Moon, and he used to draw people into his sect. It's in the 1980s or something.
Is it real, yeah?
Yes, it's real. God, you two, honestly, your world knowledge.
Oh, we're talking about fictional things here. So
that's not fictional.
No, that's what I'm saying. So
I'd say it's a pejorative term.
Unification Church.
Yeah, that's them.
That's all it is.
Game of Guess Who has just come in as well. Guess Who, Super Injunction Edition. By the way, now on Friday, if you were listening, you'll know that we played Super Injunction Guess Who Bingo.
Yeah.
Where we weren't allowed to name the celebrities,
yeah,
at the forefront of this Super Injunction, because in England, that Super Injunction is in place. But we learned as well that, obviously, in America, these names were published, and it's also, you're allowed to say who it is in Scotland as well.
Yeah.
Where are we on that, by the way? Is it still in place?
It's genuinely still in place. I've just double-checked it. It was still in place last night, and it's still in place. Yeah.
Okay, fine. But over the weekend, a lot of people were just tweeting me pictures of the Scottish papers that were just telling the whole story. Which seems ridiculous, doesn't it? Mm. Makes a mockery of the whole thing.
It's mad, isn't it?
Anyway, no, it is. I'm just saying. Are you sure I still can't say it?
Yeah.
Absolutely positive.
Yeah.
Okay. Frackle Rock, we talked about, of course, as well. That was the where children are taught about fracking, drilling into the base of a puppet's lighthouse for shale gas. Frackle Rock. See, that's Cornelius.
Yes, Stephen Sullivan on Twitter says, how about Rainblow, where Sippy and Bungle have to help George overcome his coke addiction?
Yeah, well, interesting. Yeah. Do you remember Rainbow?
I sort of... People no, reference yeah. it, but I don't actually remember it on
that's
the telly.
What you, if you work with a 12-year-old. remember the programme Why Don't You?
No.
No.
What's that about?
Oh, God. So, Why Don't You was a programme in the summer holidays where yeah. they said you had to switch off your television set and go and do something less boring instead, and it gave you loads of ideas about what to do.
Are
out
you joking?
Of. No! It was called
a TV
Why Don't
Show.
Why Don't You?
It encourages
you to switch off the TV after it's finished and go and do all
oh,
the
after
things.
After it's finished?
Yeah, obviously. We're going involved.
Just at the start. Like Celebrity Juice does. It what? Sort of just encourages you to
switch
turn
off the
yeah,
television.
Yeah.
No, I agree. Yeah, absolutely right. Yeah. Yeah, although it is notable for the first broadcast appearance of Radio 6 Music's Gideon Coe, who used to host it as a child.
Is it?
Yes, correct. Why don't you? Anyway, Why Don't You Tree is coming. just to teach kids to switch off their television set, because it's full of perverts from the 1970s. it's 2:39. We are Talk Radio. I am John Holmes. And what's... I don't know if you saw this in the news, by the way. I don't know how much of a percentage of the news you've actually seen. What percentage of the news? 28%. Dave?
14, I think.
14%. In those percentages, did the Jeremy Paxman launch his attack on French come into your...
No.
Jeremy Paxman, you know, from...
From life.
Do you remember that? Do you remember Jeremy Paxman?
Yeah, from telly.
Well done. He's attacked the French. Right, he said they're
single-handedly.
Yes, well, seemingly so. Yeah, he said they're useless, and he says he doesn't. I'm just reading to you now. English, he says, is the language of science, technology, travel, entertainment, and sport. To be a citizen of the world, that's a language you must have. The French are pointless. That is Jeremy Paxman's words, not mine. On the line to discuss this big issue, I have. One of the French. Good afternoon.
Oui, bonjour.
Bonjour. Jeremy Paxman has insulted the French. You're a French. What do you make of this story?
What? Dick Paxman. Yeah. What? Non, mais je comprends pas. Alors, c'est trop du cul, là, qui parle à la radio, comme ça? Ah oui, bah lui, c'est un enfoiré, c'est tout, c'est comme ça. On va pas trop en faire un plat, non plus, hein.
Yeah. No, it's an interesting point of view, but I mean, if Jeremy Paxman were to approach you at any point, I mean, what would you say to him?
Bah, vous savez, on lui prend, et de toute façon, c'est un connard, donc maintenant, il n'y a rien à dire, il n'y a rien à faire. Celui-là, c'est un mec qui va à la poubelle, et c'est fini, on n'en parle plus.
Yes, no, carry on.
Yeah. Après tout, on peut toujours essayer de l'envoyer dans l'espace, même si ça, c'est plus de réserve pour Trump. Après, personnellement, je dirais que c'est un petit con... On s'en fout un petit peu, nous, parce qu'on sait qu'on a la meilleure langue du monde et que, de toute façon, les Anglais, hein, vous les connaissez.
Well, I'm getting a lot of people actually saying the same thing. Just a very simple question. What is it about the French?
What? Sorry?
What is it about the French?
Hein? Pouvez-vous répéter la question?
What is it about the French?
Ma position, c'est que les Français sont géniaux. Je veux dire, c'est clair. Il n'y a pas de problème avec les Français, de toute façon, nous, en France, on est bien bon, on est un peu en colère en ce moment, parce qu'il y a pas mal de gens qui essayent de nous enculer à la tour de bras, mais alors c'est pas un petit Jeremy Paxman à la con comme ça qui va nous faire trembler, hein, je vous dis, avec le gouvernement à la con qu'on se paye, c'est pas ça du tout qui va nous emmerder plus que ça, hein.
Yeah, I think that's just echoing most people's thoughts. I mean, you say that, but what, I mean, Napoleon, discuss.
Oui, bah, Napoléon, c'était un grand conquérant, il vous a foutu une branlée en Europe. Et après, de toute façon, vous savez, vous juste regardez les livres d'histoire, et il n'y a pas vraiment de problème avec ça. Un grand homme.
And, I've got to ask you about cheese.
Cheese, bah, le fromage, de toute façon, vous les Anglais, vous savez pas ce que c'est, hein. Déjà, il faut savoir qu'un bon fromage, c'est quelque chose de très particulier, et il en faut beaucoup. Le cheddar, on va pas vraiment savoir ce que c'est. Alors, un bon fromage, c'est déjà un fromage qui est bien fait, qui est coulant, sur une bonne baguette bien fraîche. Mm-hmm. Et il faut que ça sente un petit peu, avec un bon verre de vin rouge. C'est comme ça qu'il faut le fromage.
Absolutely right. And final question, really. Can you just explain to me the history behind Bastille Day?
Oui, bien sûr. Derrière Bastille Day, c'est très facile, hein. Vous nous emmerdez, on vous défonce, on vous décapite, on détruit votre château, et on met quelque chose de ça à la place. C'est ce qui est en train de se passer en France actuellement.
Thanks very much. That's joined there but on the line by a French. You're listening to Talk Radio. I'm John Holmes, Monday afternoon.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
Talk Radio. For those about to talk, we salute you.
Rivalries, rebellions and battles. War has been waged for the Iron Throne, which you can get with the new season of Game of Thrones from just £20 a month when you join Sky TV with the original bundle. And get a free 32-inch LG TV so you can see every battle and every betrayal. Seize your chance by April 21st. Search Sky Bundles. Sky. Believe in better.
Direct debit subject to status. Upfront £10 standard setup. Minimum contract and further terms apply.
Space.
It's all around us. An infinite vastness. Extraordinary dimensions beyond the realm of human understanding. We are but tiny specks in this gigantic void, marveling at who or what created...
Or you! Get out the back of me van!
Oh, sorry.
You're loads better off with a Vauxhall Movano, the large van with the impressive payload. Visit your Vauxhall retailer for more information.
Over the last 2 years, I've learned that I'm quite determined. And I thought I was. And I've learned that I actually like learning. I've learned that I can concentrate even when the kids are arguing. I've learned that I'm more ambitious.
The most important thing you'll learn at the Open University is what you're capable of. To find out more, search for OU Life Changing Learning.
Talk Radio, traffic and travel.
In Cheshire on the M6, we've got reports of a lane being blocked off, heading southbound between Junction 20 for the Lim interchange and Junction 19 at Knutsford, heading through the roadworks area. Also, Wiltshire Bath Road is partially blocked just near the A365. It's due to a serious accident there. And in Hampshire on the M27 eastbound, two lanes are closed off, heading between Junction 1 for the A31 and Junction 2 at Salisbury. That's the latest.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
Late Night Ian Lee, tonight from 10 on Talk Radio.
Differently interesting nocturnal emissions from a legend of late night radio.
My name's Ian Lee. I'm on at 10 o'clock at night. We're going to have singers. We're going to have dancers. We're going to have naked pets. Just listen and see what happens.
Late night conversation worth losing sleep over.
Late Night Ian Lee.
On air and off the leash.
Tonight from 10 on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
At 3:15, big debate still to come at 3 o'clock this afternoon. There's a mystery quiz. Around 3 as well, and things like that as well. Reactions coming in, some reactions.
John, lots of people been scribbling on the front of the TalkSport building, John.
What have you got?
Annoying colleague has said, you're working hard enough, but you're not working smart enough.
Right, what else?
welfare, more like well unfair, has come in from, I don't know, Rich.
Okay, thanks. I've got, have you been missold PPI? And that's from Unwanted Text. this has just come in as well. An Englishman, an Irishman and a Scotsman. This is a joke. If you've got a reaction, keep it reacting on 87222.
Start your message with the word talk.
Or you can use Twitter at Talk Radio.
Start your message with any word you want.
let's go to the opinions of drunk people. So then, this is what we like to call Alco Vox Pops. It's where we go out onto the streets over the weekend and we canvass people as to their opinion on the week's news. It's unique because it's the opinions of the people who were drunk and their opinions on the week's news. Your everyday person on the street, I mean, yeah, might have a useful opinion, I don't know, but where's the fun value in that? These are drunk people falling out of pubs and clubs as canvassed at the weekend as a review of last week's news. We call it Alco Vox Pops. Here's this week's.
The Prime Minister David Cameron is offshore. What do you think about this?
His forehead looks like ham. That's all I've got on him.
I'm all about Labour. Not even Labour. Russell Brand. Revolution. That's not a great answer. Okay. Sorry. David Cameron? Nah. David can't run. Because he can't help anyone but himself.
Oh!
Oh! Burn.
Something or other to do with Madonna. Speak about it.
Madonna? She's old, but she looks great.
Legend, but still trying to do it.
Yeah, she's too old, man. She's got wrinkly hands. It's all about Photoshop for her. But go Madonna, man. She's old and she's looking good. She looks better than me, and I'm 19.
Like a virgin. Woo! Touch for the third time.
I thought I got.
Adopt children. Do whatever you want, yeah. As long as you're looking after them kids and you're paying for them, go for it. You don't want to end up in Jeremy Kyle.
Real talk.
I'm just chatting poo. Rocco? Rock no? Am I right?
We're saying ta-ta to Tata Steel. What have you ever stolen?
A Malwam from a small newsagent.
I stole. One time I was in Florida, I was 3 years old, I was sitting in my buggy. I picked a fridge magnet off of the stool when my parents were shopping there, and I took the fridge magnet, and they took me away, and I stole that fridge magnet, and we still got it in my fridge. That was in 2000. It's now 2016. 16 years later, I stole that fridge magnet, and I got away with it.
Nobody's perfect. I think we all steal intellectual property on a daily basis, and I'm going to give you my business card.
I'm a thief in it. I'm not going to say it on radio, but yeah, cool.
To Talk Radio then in the afternoons, obviously. I am John Holmes, and on the line, Paul's on the line now. He's calling from a place he hates sun cream. Paul.
Yeah, I do hate it. What is going on? We've got a little bit of spring sunshine,
yep,
and these huge cosmetic giants who are bored of seducing us with their kale and kumquat antioxidant replenishing serum voodoo and essential oil bathroom remedies. By the way, John,
yep,
non-essential bathroom remedies, have you ever heard of them? Yeah, they're utterly essential. You know, I would say sort of, you know, a boat that's seaworthy to get refugees over to Greece is probably essential. Not half as essential as your oils. But these clowns then go full steam into their favourite sons and daughters' sun care products. Notice I say sun care. That's the ozone badge of honour. It's good old-fashioned...
by the way, I'm just...
given a colonic brand...
Just want to explain something about Talk Radio, right? If you've ever heard Talk Radio, what it is a selection of people having a sort of ranty thing. This is Paul,
or hair gel,
and he's angry about product and sun cream.
Hair fudge.
Can you hear him?
I mean, what is it?
Hair fudge.
Nonsense.
Yeah.
So what that is...
German, we'll move on.
Yeah. So what it is that when you hear someone ranting on the radio like this, on the Talk Radio,
yeah,
it's just the time when the presenters just eat their lunch or something, and you just let someone talk and be cross about something while you just sit back. It's the equivalent in music radio of putting a long record on and going for a poo.
Yeah.
So that's what it is. So if he just let him carry on a bit.
So have a lunch, shall we?
And we can just have some lunch. So just
smoothie each morning, and it's extra light. Oh, thank goodness, because other Ombre Soleil used to be like kryptonite. Another says, pure and sensitive, much like you, John. Who would actually buy impure product? All of them claim they moisturise. But that's a bit yesterday, isn't it? Another one I saw the other day, it says, innovation UV sport. What does that mean? And, of course, what do they all contain? Aloe vera, this sort of talisman that... you know, cures everything overnight.
What have you got?
Sure, Chris. But you need to really
What flavour are they?
Front cocktail.
Cheers. Thanks.
A relatively small. I've got one actually.
I got those sun bites.
What are they?
Have you not had them?
No, I've not had a sun bite. What are they?
They're like multi-grain crisp snacks.
Right.
Have one, they're good.
I will. Thanks so much.
My mum always has lemon at home. I have money.
Yeah, she gave me the.
Have they got gluten in? Because you don't like gluten, do you?
They do, you know.
And you want one.
Well, how are you? Do you eat them or do you avoid them?
I used to eat them loads and now I don't really eat them anymore. Sad.
It's a system now. It's not cream, it's loads.
Is the caller still going on about the...
Yeah.
And long-lasting. And then it says it's cooling and it's factors 20. Well, a few years ago, Witch did a big thing about these factors and they rubbished all these numeric factors. It doesn't stop them slapping numbers on their bottles. From zero, which you remember that's a sort of something about Mary, mahogany Hawaiian brand, to the ultra-safe ones that park their numbers around 50. Not to be outdone, and I have another one in front of me. I saw one that said the factor is 70.
Give him his juice, to be honest. I couldn't give this many things to say about sun cream.
Well, this is the nature of it, you see. What are you going to do? If you stick a wasp's nest, a stick into a sort of Talk Radio listener wasp's nest, what happens is you get callers who are willing to ring up and be angry about anything because they just like to be angry. So... We don't get a break during this programme.
No.
So I thought what we'll do is we'll just get an angry caller on, and then we can just let him fill the time.
Good,
and we can just have some lunch while that's happening. I've got Doritos.
Which flavour? Ah, oh, the blue ones.
Just the original cool.
I'll have one of them, please.
You're welcome.
Thank you. Can I have one of those? I like those ones. I tell you what, I like the chili heat wave ones. They're the best ones.
Have you tried the ones that are like, they're called heat chili roulette or something?
Yeah, rubbish.
They're rubbish.
Rubbish.
Is it something that world leaders will debate on, or whether Iranians should be using it or not? And it costs £13. Now, someone's making a bit of coin on that, mate, and it's not me, and it's not you. And on the back, pleasurable cooling leaves your skin refreshed and silky. Oh, and forget stops you burning. You're now silky. The transparent formula leaves no white marks on my skin. Thank goodness. Modelling career still intact. An easy and convenient application, as opposed to an inconvenient one. I mean, this is insulting my stupidity, and there again, we get the little UVA, UVB. But the real cynical area is the usage instructions. Here we go. Do not spray directly into eyes. I mean, these guys are Rhodes Scholars, aren't they? Avoid inhaling. Really? Apply generously before...
How long should we take for lunch?
How long before?
I mean, people take an hour for lunch, don't they, normally, in a normal job?
It sounds like it's just getting started, right? Mm. Normally what happens, when someone like this phones up Julia, or Paul Ross, actually no one phones Paul Ross, when people phone up when people phone up Ian Lee, right, they got, you know, he talks to them, and engages, it's like jousting with mentals, but I thought, it's just a break for us.
Yeah.
And then, of course, the ingredients.
Let's let him go.
What's the principal ingredient?
I mean, he's not even listening to us, isn't he? He's not even noticed that we're not listening
we're not
anymore.
Fooled, are we?
I've got sandwich spread in my sandwiches,
you're
right? And I brought them in myself. I don't even like sandwich bread. I don't know why I made them.
No one
does. Not seen this before.
Don't you like it?
No one does.
Yeah. You use the canteen here, don't you, Dave?
Yeah, occasionally. What's that like?
That's all right.
Yeah. I don't know how it's as is ups and downs. Good on a Friday. Fish and chips.
Yeah. I use it for breakfast a lot.
Yeah.
Sausage sandwiches are really good.
Are they?
I had four last week, though. It's not healthy.
Black and white area of the country.
No, not.
Nonsense. So that's £13. Thank you very much. But you'll look 10 years younger after application. Utter nonsense. I bought two bottles and a bikini.
Paul is angry about sun cream. Paul, thanks for calling in.
No,
you're welcome.
Okay. Did I sound enthusiastic enough at the end there?
Yeah, to be honest, I was amazed you noticed he stopped.
Mm. I was lucky I hadn't got a mouthful of crisp.
Yeah.
And that's how talk radio works.
You're angry.
It's what Jeremy Vine does. If you've ever listened to Jeremy Vine on Radio 2, he'll, like, throw out an angry sun cream! And then people are just ringing, sun cream, like that, while Jeremy Vine goes for a poo. And then, sometimes, he plays a long record, and he has a longer one.
Well, I mean, he's on 12 till 2, isn't he?
It's lunchtime, the same thing. He's got to be.
He just goes off. He's not on for that second hour.
No.
So you think he's there because he's been there for the first hour.
Let's talk.
But he just goes for lunch.
That, my friends, is how talk radio works. After 3, we'll continue it with the big debate. This is Talk Radio. I'm John Holmes.
Talk Radio. Listen. Phone. Talk.
Talk Radio.
We'll get you talking.
Goodbye, baby, in the treetop. This Motorola baby monitor's had a price drop. Down from £50 to £25. It's got a two-way talk feature and a high-sensitivity microphone to hear every sound. Oh, Asda, save money, live better.
Selected store subject to availability.
Soups, sauces, soufflés and marinades aren't a match for diamond paint. By Dulux trade, when food is flung on my walls, then no stains are made. Oh, I could kiss my decorator.
With new stain repellent technology in diamond paints by Dulux trade, liquid stains become droplets that just wipe clean without scrubbing. Use it and your clients will be singing your praises. Pick up a tin at your local merchant. Dulux trade. It's your reputation.
Your perfect hotel stay shouldn't mean worrying about the cost of an email. Unlike some hotels, at Hampton by Hilton, emailing, profile updating, downloading, browsing, or blogging on our Wi-Fi is included in your stay. And when you book direct at Hampton.com, you'll also enjoy our best price guarantee. booking somewhere else? You could always pack a carrier pigeon. Hampton by Hilton. Refreshingly different. Visit Hampton.com for terms and conditions.
What did you do to me?
Your name is Bill Polk. You're an intelligence officer of the CIA.
This Friday.
Who are you?
They stuck your husband in my head.
The mission is in the memories.
Looking for details that he knew before he was killed.
Kevin Costner, Gary Oldman, Tommy Lee Jones, and Gal Gadot.
Do you have any idea what's at stake?
Don't miss the must-see British movie event. Criminal in cinemas Friday, rated 15.
Across the UK, online and on DAB. Access all radios.
Talk Radio. Give it some lip. Talk Radio.
Yes, good afternoon. It is 3 o'clock. I am John Holmes. It is Talk Radio. Here's Victoria with the news.
Thanks, John. Coming up, life in prison for a mum who murdered her toddler. Good news for Britain's steelworkers, and Ronnie Corbett's funeral plans are released.
Talk Radio.
A mother who murdered her 21-month-old daughter by stamping on her has been jailed for life. Catherine Smith will have to serve at least 24 years in prison for killing Aisha in Burton-upon-Trent in 2014. Her ex-boyfriend Matthew Rigby has been sentenced to 3.5 years for causing or allowing the toddler's death. Detective Inspector Andy Maxfield from Staffordshire Police has spoken outside of Birmingham Crown Court.
Catherine Smith is a vile and manipulative individual. The judge said as much. The fact that she's going to prison for a minimum term of 24 years is appropriate.
Tata Steel's confirmed it sold its plant in Scunthorpe to investment firm Greybull Capital. The business, which employs almost 4,500 people in the UK, will be renamed British Steel. Former business secretary Vince Cable has told Talk Radio he hopes it means a deal can be done for the Indian firm's site in South Wales.
I know the government, partly under a lot of critical pressure, have been looking at how they can help with the anti-dumping stuff, and they have brought in some tariffs. They've certainly made some move to reduce energy costs, and hopefully they will be able to secure the kind of deal for Port Talbot that they've now got for Scunthorpe.
Downing Street says David Cameron believes the Chancellor George Osborne should make his tax returns public. The Prime Minister, who released some of his details over the weekend, is due to face MPs in the Commons shortly to announce a clampdown on tax cheats. George Bull, a senior tax advisor at accountancy firm Baker Tilly, isn't convinced, though, by the timing.
The government is right to clamp down on tax evasion. My concern is that knee-jerk reaction to short-term political developments is unlikely to produce the best sort of legislation.
A body believed to be that of a missing junior doctor has been found by police in Dorset. 25-year-old Rose Polger hasn't been seen since the 12th of February. Officers say a woman's body, which is found in the sea east of Portland Headland, hasn't been formally identified yet. The wife of Sir Tom Jones, Lady Melinda Rose Woodward, has died after a short battle with cancer. A statement says she died in hospital in LA on Sunday, surrounded by loved ones. And a host of famous faces are expected to say goodbye to Ronnie Corbett at his funeral next week. The 85-year-old comedian will be remembered in a church service near his home in South London next Monday. The two Ronnie star died last month from a suspected form of motor neurone disease.
Talk Radio national weather.
Here we go. Bright and breezy in many areas. Central, southern England, Wales and Northern Ireland will be cloudy with heavy rain at times. Highs of 15 degrees.
Highs of 15 degrees. Thank you, Victoria. That was, not comprehensive as weather goes, is it? But it's, you know, it's broadly there.
I mean, I wanted it to be short and snappy. That's probably not even as short as I'd like it.
Right. Not the first time you said that, is it?
I don't know what you mean.
Okay. Did you say your mum just tweeted you?
Yeah, not tweeted, texted me.
Yes.
So, she wasn't impressed with you, John, and your weather interruptions. She said, it's annoying.
Well, I don't know that it is. I think she's just being, you know, she's just looking out for you.
Yeah, of course.
Isn't she? Yeah. But I admire that about your mum. I like that she's come out in...
Judith.
Judith.
In North Lindsay.
My mum's called Judith as well.
Oh, what's your mum's surname?
Same
as him.
Not necessarily.
Are you brother and sister?
I don't think so, no. Got very weird, very quickly.
Why?
I don't know, Victoria's got a bit weird.
Sorry.
We are not related. Each has mothers with the same name. The end.
Not everyone called Judith is related, Victoria.
No, I know.
Okay, otherwise you relate to Judith Han. the presenter of Tomorrow's World.
In 1917.
Yeah.
Judith from Eggheads.
If you like.
Yep.
Is there another famous Judith? Judith from Life of Brian, who was Brian's girlfriend, because she was called Judith.
Not as many famous Judiths as you think, are there?
No, not loads. Anyway.
Are we now thinking of famous Judith?
Judith Barcy.
Did you just Google that?
Yeah.
He doesn't know anything.
But who, but you still don't, even though you've Googled it, but you don't know who Judith...
No, she's the American child actress from in the mid to late 80s.
What was she in, Cornelius?
Productions.
Such as?
Such as television and commercials.
Any particular well
No, ones? No, she wasn't very particular about any of her work, actually.
Well, while you two continue this discussion, we're going to go to the sport.
Talk Radio Sports Update.
I'm Ben Fletcher. Good afternoon. Manchester City will have to cope without captain Vincent Kompany once again in tomorrow's Champions League quarter-final second leg with PSG. Manager Manuel Pellegrini says it's not possible for the defender to play, as despite training today, he's not 100% fit after a calf injury. It's 2-2 going into City's home leg tomorrow night, and Pellegrini says he'd prefer to pick a team that's fully fit.
They try 100% in the players that can play. Vincent, with a lot of injuries, and David or Kuhn, we continue fighting for also. I'm not concerned about that. For a manager, it's always very important to have all your better players fit 100% because it's easy to play.
On to cricket, and England fast bowler Rhys Topley has broken his hand on his Hampshire debut. He was hit by a delivery while batting against Warwickshire on the first day of their opening county championship match of the season. Topley played a part in England's recent World 2020 campaign. Finally, US Masters champion Danny Willett is up to ninth in golf's world ranking. The Englishman jumps into the top 10 after the first major victory of his career. That's your latest sports news. Powered by Talk Sports.
Thank you.
Talk Radio.
So good afternoon to you. It is Talk Radio. It is 5 minutes past 3 o'clock. Hello, I am John Holmes. And, of course, it is time for the big debate. Now, the big story that you've been hearing about over the weekend, of course, where religion meets parenting. This is the story of Justin Welby, the Archbishop of Canterbury, who found out that his dad wasn't who he thought it was, which to my, and people have been talking about this a lot, and to my mind though, it just makes him more religious, because if you think about it, Jesus was in exactly the same boat as that, wasn't he? He thought his dad was Joseph, and it turned out that his mum, you know, long before she got together with Joseph, I think, had an affair with God, and thus, you know, became pregnant with God's son, but just sort of told Joseph it was his for most of the time. Which is very similar to the story of Justin Welby, the Archbishop of Canterbury, who has now found out via a DNA test who his real father was. But as you can imagine, it's caused an absolute division of argument countrywide this afternoon. A lot of people getting involved in the big debate. And I've got... who have I got online? I've got Pete on line one, I think. Pete, who's absolutely against the notion of fathers. Am I right, Pete?
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
So what's your problem with fathers?
Well, it's just so old-fashioned, isn't it? I mean, we've moved on. We're not just going with the times anymore. There seems to be one thing that we've done the same way since time began. You know, everything else, we started off writing on the side of caves, and then we went into paper and, you know, typewriters, then laptops, and this, for some reason, this one's just staying the same. You know, like typewriters, I think dads is just something the hipsters are keeping alive now, to have something to cling to, you know, like typewriters and old-fashioned shoes. It's just, we need to really draw a line under all this and move on, because it's a waste of life.
It's a waste. So you're saying that it's a waste of life. I mean, a lot of people are saying that that fathers isn't a waste of life. For instance, I've got one on the other line. Graham is very much on the side of the notion of fathers.
Yes, I've got one word for you, John.
Yep.
Sperm.
Yep. That is. I mean, that's certainly one word. Yes. What about it?
Well, need I say any more? No fathers, no children.
Yep. Well, I mean, you're saying that, but what do you make? Yes, I know. But what do you make of this story then? That that scientists, and this is what we're finding out, of course, today. Scientists are working on an alternative to fathers.
Perverts.
Well,
unacceptable. Come on, there's a natural order here.
Yeah. Well, you say it's okay. Well, Pete, I mean, you're listening. You're still on the line. I know you're listening to this. He's saying perverts. What do you think?
I mean, you know, that's easy. You can throw these terms around, perverts, you know, sperm, all these sort of, you know, jargony terms. But when it comes down to it, I mean, if science can make a child without a dad, then why have dads?
Graham, he's saying throw sperm around. What do you think?
Well, I mean, if you throw it in the right place, mate, you can have kids. You're going to be a father.
Well, look, this is what I'm saying. In science terms, here's what we're getting. Scientists are working on an alternative, and I'm quoting now, that involves basically putting wombs on shelves, like Kinder eggs, right? And you can... And what is Kinder German for? I'll ask you both that question. First, Pete, what is Kinder German for?
Child.
Yes, Graham, what is Kinder German for?
Right, I'm going to go with child as well.
You're absolutely right to go with that, because that's exactly what it means. And what's more, they are saying now that you can buy children off the shelves in supermarkets encased in chocolate shells. They haven't worked the chocolate bit out exactly, but it's essentially it's off-shelf womery. What do you make of that, Pete, for the future?
Well, it makes a lot of sense, really, doesn't it? It makes a lot of sense. I mean, rather than all this, you know, 9 months hanging around waiting. Oh, I hope I like it when it comes out. You know, you just never know. Now you get to go, you get to pick, and everyone's happy.
Well, you don't actually get to pick. That's actually a fallacy, because like with the Kinder egg, it will be a surprise. You won't know.
Well, I mean, you can shake it and get an inkling. You're not allowed to do that with a pregnant woman, right?
No, you're absolutely right. We're certainly not. Not under any circumstances anyone condoning that kind of behaviour. But no, I don't think on the shelves, I don't think you're going to be allowed to do that either. I think it's a case of you just have to get what you're given. Graham, you're for fatherhood, so you're going to be against the live womb Kinder eggs.
Look, childhood obesity is enough of a problem as it is. If they're coming in their own blooming chocolate encasing, how are we supposed to deal with that? My dad, my biological father, had me out working from a very early age, and I'm a slim, slim man.
Yeah. What did he have you out working as?
Well, it was this and that, you know, car washing, menial tasks.
Yeah.
Yeah, anything really.
Yeah. Pete, you must have been sired by a biological father. You're now against fathers. I mean, how do you justify that?
Well, I mean, he just became an irrelevance to me, you know. I learned to eat, learned to talk. After that, you know, a mother could have done that. A bus driver could have done that. Anyone could have done that. I didn't need to interview my dad.
Yeah.
A very intelligent dog could have taught me most of those things.
Yeah.
So, you know, it's just such a narrow-minded idea that we need to, you know... To me, it's just too old-fashioned. Too much of a tradition that just died out, and we need to move on from it. You don't need dads.
Okay, we don't need them. We don't need them.
Let me put this to Pete, please, John.
Yes, go on, please do. Yeah, of course you know.
Gay couples, can they or not adopt? Does one cancel out the other, or can double fathers exist?
Well, I mean, in terms of having a child to look after, of course, but, you know, that's being father figures. I've got a problem with father figures.
Oh, give over.
Father figures, like, anyone can be a father figure, and I think, you know, more of us should try to be father figures, just... I'd go up to children and give them some advice.
If there are no fathers, though, and there are just mothers, and this is the world we're talking about, can mothers then be father figures?
Of course. We'll just call them people, John. We'll just call them people. I hate this reducing people down to mother, father. You know, they're all people looking at kids.
Yeah. What about...
Taking them seriously.
I've got one. I need one word for you both, and that word is seahorses. Seahorses.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly.
What do you make of that?
Exactly.
Yes.
What an example they're saying. It's inspiring, to be honest. You know, a lot. If you ever went on my Instagram, you'd see hashtag seahorse on most of them.
Yeah.
You know, they really are sort of something that powers me through. You know, it's a motivation to me. The example of the seahorse just on their own done this. Sperm needing to be this or that, it's just like, get it done.
He's got a little bit confused here, John.
Yes, in what way?
Because seahorses, they are exclusively fathers that give birth, aren't they?
That's correct.
Yeah, so I think that's the ultimate father in nature.
This is This is semantics. Yeah. They are solo parents.
It's semantics.
I have no idea what a solo parent. It's the father in itself. I don't think there's anything, because essentially what it's doing is the job of the mother in every other species. So I wouldn't necessarily see that as the father.
I mean, would you? I mean, you've heard of the Seahorses for Justice movement, of course, where, and it gets very confusing, doesn't it, when it's one sea creature that gets custody, and then is able to, you know, you'll see a seahorse having the kids in the week, the same seahorse on its own taking its little seahorse offspring to the zoo at the weekends.
Sea calves, John.
Sea calves, yes, exactly.
It does get tough. You know, I've seen the protests where the seahorses dress up as catfish or whales, whatever they want to be.
Yeah.
And, you know, it is a powerful message. But I think this just shows, you know, it's so much misery brought about through fathers, so much upset, and there is that split there. And it's just, it's really, it upsets me and upsets the children. I think, you know, we've got to think about the kids here.
The father, the son, just put this to you, the father, just come in on the text, actually, from Ian, who just says, Father, Son, Holy Ghost. Three's a crowd.
Very good point. Very good point. Absolutely. I mean, I couldn't agree more. Let's maybe ghost to the answer. You know, ghost. Why do we need? You know, you've heard of Ghost Dad? That was a very successful scheme.
Yes.
Let's encourage it. You know, father, son. Forget those names. Ghost.
So that's technically then a ghost of a father. That's a father that's there, but sort of also not there.
Exactly. They're in spirit.
There.
Literally and metaphorically.
Do you want to come back on that, Pete or Graham? I've forgotten who's talking.
Graham here. What point have we reached now? Are we talking about father, ghost, father, ghost?
Ghost and father. So they're there, but they're kind of not there.
Oh, sort of like a 1940s dad.
Very similar, yeah.
Well, I think we've moved on from that, haven't we? Are we looking for a return to the values of the 1940s? Absolutely unacceptable.
I need to see this debate. It's going to run and run. Pete, one word for me to sum up this debate this afternoon.
Bins.
Didn't hear that, but never mind. Graham, one word for you.
Dad.
There it is. That's the debate this afternoon. Are fathers going to be replaced by wombs on the shelves with children in them like Kinder Eggs? That is the big question. That's the big debate. If you've got a reaction to it, 87222.
Start your message with the word talk.
Or use the Twitter at Talk Radio.
Start your message with any word you like.
We'll be back after this.
Talk Radio.
Join the Talk Nation.
Dial up and Talk Radio.
We'll get you talking.
Over the last 4 years, I've learned that I'm not a total idiot. I've learned that my friends can be surprisingly supportive. I've learned that I can be pretty single-minded. And I've learned that if you want to, you can totally take control of your future.
The most important thing you'll learn at the Open University is what you're capable of. To find out more, search for OU Life Changing Learning.
Forget the everyday. Now picture yourself in a used 15-plate Nissan Juke. You look good, don't you? Do you know what looks even better? The price. From just £12,075.
The Nissan April Used Car Event. From the 1st to the 17th of April. Subject to availability. Price correct at 1st of April 2016. Google Nissan Cared For to find your nearest dealer. Deeper understanding leads to greater peace of mind.
An extra £5 billion is to be set aside by banks for missold PPI. If you haven't claimed already, claim now. Don't have the time or worried you've lost paperwork? Let PPI Claim Back do it all for you. We can check whether you've had PPI, and if you haven't, it won't cost you a penny. We've won £337 million for our customers. Text PPI to 80039. Text PPI to 80039 now.
Harry, Barry and Gary are the hottest app development team in town. They don't have an office, but they do have eReceptionist. With eReceptionist, they have a London 0207 number, which answers and redirects their calls to their mobiles. And because eReceptionist works to their schedule, if Harry's on a date with Carrie, his calls go straight through to Gary and Barry. Supercharge your image and connect your business from just 30p per day. Try for free at ereceptionist.co.uk. Free trial must be cancelled to avoid charges based on a year's subscription.
Talk Radio, traffic and travel.
Starting on the northbound side of the M1 through Bedfordshire, still very slow following an accident between 10 at Luton Airport and 11 for Dunstable at the A505. In Suffolk, through Stowmarket, the A14 main carriageway closed both ways completely following an accident involving two lorries at junction 50 for the A1120. Queues back towards junction 49 at Stowmarket. And in Brownhill, through the West Midlands, northbound side of the A5 is blocked due to a shed load of steel girders and an overturned lorry near the A452.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
Talk Radio. We'll get you talking. Mid-mornings with Julia Hartley Brewer. Join the Fleet Street firebrand who isn't afraid to shoot from the lip. Supercharged current affairs debate and electrifying opinion with Julia Killer Jewels. Hartley Brewer.
Radio that demands a reaction.
Mid-mornings with me, Julia Hartley Brewer. Your one-stop shop for debate about the stories that everyone's talking about.
Tomorrow morning from 10.
On Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
Killer Jules. It's 19 minutes past 3 o'clock. A lot of reaction coming in to the big debate this afternoon, which of course was the whether or not we actually need fathers going forward. What have you got there?
John, we've had this postcard in. At Person has said, archbishops have no place outside a chessboard. James Killer James Murderer has said, Father Christmas, what about him? Who's going to pay for the presents at Christmas? The tax man, don't think so. Hashtag Ubergrants.
If you'd like to get involved, 87222.
Start your message with the word talk.
At Talk Radio.
Start your message with the word Ubergrant.
So still to come then, our mystery quiz this afternoon. That'll be happening before 4 o'clock. Ahead of it, though, it's time for today's Monday's Diversity Paper Review. If you are just joining us, welcome to Talk Radio in the Afternoons, the most diverse programme, not just on the dial, but absolutely anywhere. For we do invite a diversity each day, a different diversity, to review the papers. It's the sort of thing that of which Lenny Henry would be proud if he even knew of its existence, which I'm fairly sure he does not. So we've got a regular bank of diversities now. We welcome back Mark. Which one are you?
I'm Bran.
Excellent. Thank you. What paper review papers do you have this afternoon, Mark?
There's a few things in the papers that caught my eye today. This one caught my eye because the first words were, "Hello, Mark." It was
I
in the Metro.
Why it would, yes.
And it's the 60-second interview with former gladiator Mark Rhino Smith.
Right, yes.
They're struggling for people this week.
Well, actually, he's carved a career out as a actor, apparently. He plays hooligan number 2 in the new Kevin Costner film, Criminal.
So they've wheeled out, as to promote the film, the character of hooligan number 2. Kevin Costner not available, presumably.
No, he wasn't available for 60 seconds to talk to this particular journalist.
It's interesting that we haven't even been offered hooligan number 2 in... for this new film, because I imagine we didn't get Helen Mirren for that spy film, did we? We got the director, which is fine, but we didn't get Mirren. Who got Mirren? Graham bloody Norton.
And he got Costner.
We haven't even got hooligan number 2.
No.
What does that tell you?
Don't know. I didn't know he was on offer.
Okay, fine. he was Rhino in Gladiators.
Yeah, he was Rhino in Gladiators. He's done a lot of things since, but he's apparently an actor now. He did Batman Begins.
Did he?
Yeah, and I love this line. So I did various dramas in England and EastEnders.
I don't remember. I mean, look, I'm not familiar with his work, I'll be honest with you. But, if they've wheeled him out to promote...
So Rhino from Gladiators.
Yeah, now hang on. There was Rhino.
Yeah.
Hunter.
Oh yeah, him.
Hunter goes out with Pandora from Capital.
That's correct. Mm. Hunter from Gladiator goes out with Pandora off of now Kiss, though, isn't she?
Oh yeah, true.
She moved over to Kiss, I think. Yeah, yeah. Pandora, don't open her box.
No.
All the evils of the world.
It was Jet.
She was everyone's favourite, wasn't she?
Yeah.
Jet.
I've just had Cobra and Lightning whispered in my ear.
Right.
By, Saracen.
Broadcast.
Is that what your mum whispers in your
ear? Do you remember Wolf as
Wolf,
well?
Yeah, Wolf had a gym near me.
Oh, really?
Yeah, in Hayes.
Lives in New Zealand now, does Wolf.
Someone stole his car once. Stop relaying useless information to me, Cass.
I remember them well. Sif, remember him?
Yeah.
He's good, wasn't he? With a C, Sif.
Yeah.
For a little fat kid like me, it gave me hope. I love gladiators.
Did you?
Yeah, because one day I might be able to go to the gym and become buff like Rhino from Gladiators.
Well,
didn't really work out for me.
You could have been hooligan number three.
Yeah.
Yeah, see what career, but instead here you are.
It's ITV's fault. If they'd carried it on, if it was still on air, I probably would have been a gladiator right now.
Yeah. And what were those things that looked like giant cotton buds that they used to fight with? Remember those?
Pugil sticks.
If you like. Okay, good. It's not news. He's just promoting a film because he's in he's hooligan number three.
Well, it was news to me because Mark Rhino was a big Mark Smith.
It was Rhino. Was
a big deal in my kind of pre-teen life.
Yeah. Did they get to pick their own names, or was it done? I mean, how was that done?
For Mark Rhino, it was an easy choice.
Yeah.
It's funny.
Mark, what do you want to be called? Mark. No, try the other one.
Apparently, he got his nickname from the Junior British Championship for Bodybuilding in 1989, when someone just started calling him Rhino.
So that predates Gladiators, though?
Yeah.
So when all the Gladiators turned up to Gladiators, did they have to come with a sort of prerequisite of nickname? Because, you know, why was Jet called Jet?
Because she flew in, I don't know.
I don't know.
But she could fly, yeah.
Wolf, called so called because he could transform into a lycanthrope and eat live sheep. I mean, Skittle. What about him? How did he get his name?
Was that one?
Yes. Skittle.
Yep.
Lagoon.
Yep.
Yeah.
AstroTurf.
AstroTurf.
Is it right?
I wanted to be AstroTurf. Yeah. He was the spiky green.
Yeah.
Yeah. Kumquat.
Yeah.
Yeah. He was good, wasn't he? Kumquat.
Mm.
I remember that time when Kumquat and AstroTurf fought with pugil sticks.
Yeah, that on the wall.
That was a highlight, wasn't it?
Yeah.
Naysayer, remember him?
Yeah.
He was great.
He went off to American Gladiators afterwards, remember?
Naysayer.
Got the promotion.
Oh, he was...
got the call.
He was one of the best. Tampon, remember her? She was amazing. What else you got?
this is a bit of a good news story. Some stolen badges off an SAS hero have been returned.
They've been returned.
It's already the best sentence I've ever heard.
Yeah.
So hang on. Wait. So there's an SAS hero who kept badges.
Yes.
Badges.
Badges. Oh, well, that's not as fun now, is it?
Sorry. He might have had badges. I don't know.
I heard badges.
I was genuinely imagining an SAS war hero sitting at home, like, surrounded by badgers that he keeps. And someone had the audacity to break in. Audacity, there was a good one. One of the gladiators. Audacity the gladiator broke in and took his badgers. But no, badges.
Why would he keep badgers?
For the jam.
Oh, they do make
bees
jam.
Bees do, honey. Yeah. Badgers make jam.
I just thought it was an urban myth. I haven't really left the city.
Perhaps he was a collector. Perhaps he wanted the full set. Badger joke. Because the badger's been a set.
So tell us about the story, Mark.
It's a full set of a badger.
So John McLeese, that's his name, he had his badges stolen.
Yes.
And they've been returned. They've been magically found. And his family have now got them. John McLeese is sadly no longer with us, but his badges are...
What sort of badges were they? I mean, military badges?
They're military badges,
collection?
Yeah.
Because I collected badges as a kid.
No, they were military badges. He was involved in the storm of the Iranian embassy
in 1980.
Yeah, he did. And he
does it get you in free at museums, like a Blue Peter one?
No.
Oh.
No. Not as far as I was aware. Or maybe an SAS museum.
Maybe. I've got one from Foxton Locks in the Midlands. And one from... every time we visited a National Trust property with my parents, I used to buy a badge.
Because my parents were a little bit tight.
Yeah.
Not that they fell into any stereotypes. Any time we go to any museum,
yeah,
my dad would be like, yeah, they've got Blue Peter badges. They just don't have them with them. Because, you know, if you've got a Blue Peter badge, you don't take them out.
Oh.
They'd be like, oh, you've got Blue Peter badges. Me and my sister looked really embarrassed. Just walking in for free.
No.
See, that's a good scam, isn't it?
Yeah.
See, that's good. Does it still count, Blue Peter badge? Because I've genuinely got one. I got one for writing a limerick.
Oh, yeah.
Yes. I wrote a limerick.
What was the limerick?
I can't remember it, but I'll tell you what it was about. It was when Shep died.
Is that one of the pets?
No, it's one of the presenters. It was a gladiator.
Okay.
Chef, ready! Oh, he's dying. Yeah, 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 it was one of the pets. Of course it was. Shep was a dog owned by John Noakes.
Oh,
and Shep died, and they replaced it with a new dog, because Simon Groom then joined Blue Peter, and the new dog was called Goldie. And I wrote a limerick about Goldie. And I don't think it included the line, Shep's now mouldy. But I can't be too... Anyway, I got a Blue Peter badge out of it.
Good work.
Thank you very much.
Do you still have it?
Yes. It hasn't been stolen. I've got a collection of badges.
That's good.
Shep was one of the Blue Peter badges.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Final story.
Some people have been rescued from a desert island by the US Navy, and they did this quite simply by getting a load of leaves and other forest stuff and writing out the word help on the beach.
I love that it's so old school.
Films, yeah.
Yeah. Just, yeah, exactly. How that
did,
works.
How did they get stuck there?
It's unclear. Apparently their boat capsized and they were wearing life jackets and swam to it, but it's unclear why they were there, because it was in Micronesia, which is about 100 miles north of Papua New Guinea. So what they were doing there, I don't know.
Just sailing. And yet, no, I read this, but they did. They're old school. They just wrote out help with part, and then obviously they got spotted and things. So,
good. Fair play to them.
Good. That's, are we done? Is that a paper review? I mean, I'm...
Yeah, everyone happy that the papers have been reviewed?
Everybody.
Wait, we need a bit more. There we go.
Now you're happy.
Yeah.
Good, there we go. Mark, thank you very much for this afternoon's diversity paper review. You're listening to Talk Radio. I'm John Holmes. News is next with Victoria.
Talk Radio.
A mother's been described by a judge as devious and manipulative as she was jailed for life for murdering her 21-month-old daughter. Catherine Smith will serve a minimum of 24 years in prison for stamping on Aisha at the family home in Burton-upon-Trent in 2014. Her ex, Matthew Rigby, was given 3.5 years for allowing or causing her death. Robert Wade spoke on behalf of the toddler's biological father, Ricky Booth, outside court.
Whilst we are pleased with the outcome, we are far from happy, and no amount of time or sentence will replace the loss of watching AJ grow up. We believe that someone should be held responsible and accountable within the social services. We will not stand for it that AJ was murdered and died in vain.
A serious case review is being carried out by Derbyshire County Council. Tata has sold its steel plant in Scunthorpe to investment firm Greyball Capital. The move safeguards more than 4,000 jobs in the UK, including at two mills on Teesside, an engineering workshop in Cumbria, and a design consultancy in York. David Cameron is about to face MPs over his tax affairs. He's published his annual return in response to criticism that he profited from shares in his father's offshore company. The Prime Minister is due to announce measures to crack down on tax evasion. A man has admitted murdering his flatmate in Glasgow after claiming she refused to have sex with him. 27-year-old Gary Stevenson stabbed Katie Rourke last December after they'd been drinking. And the most watched TV programme so far this year is the New Year's Day special of Sherlock. The rest of the top 10's made up almost entirely by episodes of Call the Midwife. The weather bright and breezy in many areas. Central, southern England, Wales and Northern Ireland will be cloudier though, with heavy rain at times. Highs of 15 degrees. Is more in half an hour.
The Paul Ross Full Set Breakfast, tomorrow morning from 6 on Talk Radio.
The doctor will see you now. In the words of Joey from Friends, how you doing? I mean, physically, health-wise, you can find out with me, Paul Ross, and Dr. Hilary Jones, the doctor is in, for breakfast. Lie on the couch, put your feet in the stirrups and assume the Ross position.
The Paul Ross Full Set Breakfast.
Good morning, madam.
Tomorrow morning from 6
on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking. John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
Talk Radio.
Where do we begin?
John Holmes. Welcome back, Mr. Holmes.
Talk Radio.
Alright then, 3:32, good afternoon to you. You are listening to Talk Radio. I am John Holmes. In a moment, the mystery quiz. This afternoon's mystery quiz. And ahead of that, here's some details of how you can win £200,000. Now, if you'd like £200,000 before 4 o'clock, all you need to do is this. Listen carefully. You just need to be the offspring of a rich parent with a lucrative offshore tax arrangement. And if that is you, we could be sending you to Eton for a privileged education paid for from the financial benefits of tax avoidance. Following that, you could be sent to Oxford, where you can study philosophy, politics, economics, and join a club where you will enjoy putting downstairs gentlemen's agreements into the mouth of a dead pig. All these great prizes up for grabs this afternoon on Talk Radio. If you are an advantaged MP for Whitney, then simply post the sentence, "No matter the outcome of this whole tax thing, in the end, my legacy will almost certainly be the pig incident," to Talk Radio, The Radio, London. Please include the details of your Coutts account so we can transfer the gift. All rights reserved. Cash not necessarily available. Talk Radio. Right then, I think it's mystery competition time.
Yeah.
Do we have a jingle for this? Mystery.
Mystery competition time. Mystery. No, we don't. Shall I make one?
If you like.
Could do one now, shall I?
Yeah.
Right. Let's get it out.
This will be interesting.
Well. Another, I'm not sure how this is going to work, if I'm perfectly honest.
A moment where really we should have had this conversation off air. Let's see.
Well, I didn't know you wanted, I mean, you never said you wanted a jingle for this bit.
Well, then. You know, do I have to spell everything out?
It's I'd like a jingle,
I
mate.
Mean,
then,
really?
Yeah.
You know there's a quiz thing coming up. Yeah. It might as well have something bespoke to make it sound, wow!
But we're not like, we don't do that, do we?
Mystery
do that
sort of quiz.
My laptop's crashed anyway.
We can always just play the Phone Homes theme.
No, we're not playing that bit of production,
Phone
Cassandra.
Homes.
That said Phone Homes in it, given that we're not a phone-in show. Anyway, okay, so while Dave tries to fix his computer, it's time for the mystery. It's a mystery. It's a mystery.
Like?
Not my words, of course, but the words of Toya out of off of pop charts in the 80s and her song It's a Mystery. Here's where we invite you to solve a mystery. Solve a mystery. It's not that of what could be behind Tutankhamun's tomb. Instead, the mystery is this. Mystery theme tune. All you have to do, just a little bit of fun. Just in the afternoon. On a Monday afternoon.
Just a little bit of fun.
Just a little bit of fun.
Stop it.
It's just a little bit of fun.
Just a little bit of fun.
Just a little bit of fun.
Fix my laptop.
What was that?
Just made some noises.
Is that the jingle?
Not yet. I'm just going to start making it now. Do you like it though?
No. Have you got anything better than that?
Yeah. Sure. Like this guy. Mystery. I mean, I don't know what I'm doing.
But. Pardon you.
I mean, have you got anything that doesn't sound like that?
Yeah, what about this organ sound? Well, that's not an organ, but it says it is.
You're an organ.
Mystery. It's the mystery.
It's not the punchiest jingle I've ever heard.
All right. We'll just brainstorm.
Well, if it's work in progress, fine. All right. It's, well, Dave. Today, it's mystery theme tune. All you have to do on Talk Radio in the afternoon is just a bit of fun.
Just a bit of fun.
It's just a bit of fun.
Just a bit of fun.
Just a bit of fun. Is identify the mystery theme tune. It's from a well-known television programme. If you think you know what it is, and it's a difficult one this afternoon, but you can text your answer 87222.
Start your message with the word talk.
Or you can use at Talk Radio.
Start message if you like.
On Twitter. This is what we're trying to guess this afternoon. Right, what do you think that is? Oh, that's hard.
We're going to have to hear that again, mate. Sorry.
Yeah, sorry. Can we? We're going to hear it again.
I do know it.
It's familiar, isn't it? It's
that's such a short clip of the theme.
I know. That's what makes it so fiendishly difficult.
Oh.
But it's just a bit of fun.
Just a bit of fun.
Actually, one more time, I think. So we're looking for an answer for that. What TV programme do you think that is from? 87222.
Start your message with the word talk.
Or you can use at Talk Radio on Twitter.
Start your message with any word, John.
A lot of guesses coming in already, I see. John, is it Murder, She Wrote? You are close, Lucy. It isn't Murder, She Wrote. Cornelius, I know you've got a guess or two there.
Yes, Danny says, is it Challenger Annika?
Oh!
Let's hear it again.
Yeah. No,
it's not.
It's nowhere near. Difficult, that is. 87222. This
start your message with the word talk.
Talk.
So much things like.
I don't know whether anyone's gonna. It's going to get. I mean, we had to roll over last week's mystery voice competition.
Yeah.
I just worry that the same thing's going to happen. I wonder that we're making it too difficult.
Rachel says on the text, is it the mid-90s remake of Superman, Lois and Clark, The New Adventures of Superman? Do you remember that?
That is not a bad guess, actually. Mm. Let's hear it again. Let's
Dean Cain one, wasn't it?
No, I don't think it is. No. I can sort of see, why how you'd get there, but that's actually quite difficult, isn't it? I don't know. I mean, I'm looking at the list here. Carl and Neil's come in. Is it Willow? Is it the thing to Willow the Wisp? The children's program Willow the Wisp. It's not Carl, I'm afraid. Craig Bloomfield. Is it Taggart? It's not Taggart. Gary Andrews, is it the 70s classic sitcom The Man About the House has come in?
And someone anonymously has just tweeted us saying, is it BJ and the Bear?
It's not BJ and the Bear, but again, I could see why. You would. I mean, it's more BJ than Bear, that one, for me.
Yeah.
Given that. Yeah. Is it
drum roll.
Oh
I could maybe get the drum.
Oh wait a minute.
Wait,
no.
Get a drum roll up.
Is it The Ascent of Man by Jacob Bronowski?
Yes.
No.
Oh, is it not?
No, it's not. No. You thought he got it there.
Yeah.
Pete Hawkins, is it the 80s helicopter based game show The Interceptor? If you remember that. Take me down, Mikey. That's what they used to sound. That's a catchphrase, wasn't it? Take me down, Mikey!
Yeah, wasn't it, though?
Where there was a helicopter, and it used to intercept, which was the clue was in the name. Do you know what? We're going to have to roll this over, because there's nothing.
I don't know. We could play it one more time, just see if anyone can get it before.
Okay, then I think we should What the People Think at some point as well.
Yeah,
you know, because this is tricky. People need time to think.
Well, why don't we play the What the People... Why don't we do the What the People Think now?
Yeah.
Whilst they hear this at the last. Yeah.
So we'll play it once more.
Yeah.
Okay, fine. All right, let's hear it once more. No, it's not Sabrina the Teenage Witch.
No.
So look, we'll keep the lines open for this because I'm determined someone's got to try and get this afternoon. I mean, I know it's difficult, but just you know, just have a bit of a think. 3:41. It's time to find out what the people think, because this is where we go out into the streets to discover what the people think by vox popping them. Today, that's what everyone's talking about. Today we went out on the streets to find, well, ostrich or Handel?
Ostrich.
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 Handel.
Ostrich.
Handel.
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 Endel.
Handel.
Handel.
Ostrich.
Handel.
Ostrich.
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 Handel.
Chandel.
Handel.
Handel.
Ostrich. Ostrich.
Handel.
Handel.
Ostrich.
Handel.
Ostrich.
Handel.
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 Ostrich.
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 Handel.
Ostrich.
Handel.
Ostrich. Ostrich.
Ostrich. Handel.
I think it's difficult to say, but I think most people did coming down on the side of the ostrich. Ostrich handle debate.
That's hardly surprising, though.
No. No, well, I know. It was, I mean, that's good. Well, as you know, that sort of very much takes the temperature of the country what the people think. If you've got an opinion on whether it's ostrich or handle, by the way, then do let us know, 87222.
Start your message with the word talk.
Or you at talk radio on Twitter.
Blah, blah, blah.
We're gonna have to roll the. Roll the mystery theme over as well, so keep your guesses coming in for that. It's Talk Radio, it's just gone 20 to 4.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
Talk Radio, we'll get you talking.
Space. It's all around us. An infinite vastness. Extraordinary dimensions beyond the realm of human understanding. We are but tiny specks in this gigantic void, marvelling at who or what created...
Or you! Get out the back of me van!
Oh, sorry.
You're loads better off with a Vauxhall Movano, the large van with the impressive payload. Visit your Vauxhall retailer for more information.
Landlords, you can get landlord insurance with Direct Line from just £120. Can your insurance do that? 10% of customers pay this or less June to December 2015. Underwritten by UK Insurance Limited.
When a punter takes a tumble as a fool, it won't make the blindest bit of difference to my walls. No red wine marks, no craft beer stains. With diamond paint by Dulux Trade, my pub stays as pristine as the day it was painted. La, 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 la,
with new stain repellent technology in diamond paints by Dulux Trade, liquid stains become droplets that just wipe clean without scrubbing. Use it and your clients will be singing your praises. Pick up a tin at your local merchant. Dulux Trade. It's your reputation.
The countdown to the great national source debate is on! The outcome shaping the destiny of our nation. The question is simple. Is it red sauce or brown sauce? Burton's Fish and Chips have created two tantalisingly tasty great new British flavours for their snacks. But only one must prevail! Available from 1st of April. Try Burton's Fish and Chips, red sauce and brown sauce. And then vote for your favourite flavour. Bagging yourself a chance to win a massive £10,000! The Great British Battle of the Sauces. Red versus brown. Brought to you by Burton's Fish and Chips.
What do I really want from life?
I want to see the world, find some real adventure.
I want to make a difference, do something that actually matters.
I want to see what I'm made of, properly make the family proud.
I want to master a new skill, a new challenge. Could even earn myself some extra cash. But who's got time for that?
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 You do. For as little as 19 days of your year, you can become a better you. Search Army Reserve. Army. Be the best.
Talk Radio, traffic and travel.
Starting in Bridgend for the eastbound side of the M4, one lane blocked due to a multi-vehicle accident between junction 35 at the A473 and junction 34 at Miskin. Northamptonshire, the southbound side of the M1, one lane down, queuing traffic, a breakdown needs recovering between junction 17 at the M45 and junction 16 for the A45 in Daventry. And finally, in Worcestershire, through the roadworks, one lane blocked on the northbound side of the M5, breakdown between 5 and 4A. That's through which up to the M42. I'm Stephen Beach.
Across the UK, online and on DAB. Saturday Breakfast with Penny Smith.
On Talk Radio.
I'm Penny Smith. Join me every Saturday morning from 8 on Talk Radio for the perfect weekend breakfast. I'm going to be reviewing the papers, taking a look at all the best new film, book and theatre releases, and I'm going to be chatting to a whole host of celebrity guests live in the studio.
Saturday Breakfast with Penny Smith. Saturday morning from 8.
On Talk Radio, we'll get you talking.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
It's 3:45. Good afternoon. I am John Holmes. And there's some reaction coming in because it's Talk Radio. It's home of reaction and opinion. Do you have a reaction? Do you have an opinion? We'd like to hear it. 87222.
Start your message with the word talk.
Talk Radio on Twitter.
Start your message with an asterisk.
Or you can dial these numbers, but you have to guess the order. 1-9-4-9-0-4-8-0-0 and another 0. And possibly another 9.
Okay.
If you can work out the order, you could phone us. I don't mind.
I'm genuinely not sure what happens when people call. It doesn't ring in here, does it?
Well, no, the phones work.
No, it goes to phone box on the switchboard.
We haven't got a switchboard.
Who picks it up, though?
Ridiculous.
I guess it would be Cass, someone in the control room.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, she's just saying, no, it's not.
She ain't picking it up, is she? No.
That's fine.
Not first.
No one calls anyway. So, what's the reaction on the
phone? Joe, lots of reaction. John, lots of reaction coming in. Yeah. I called you Joe. A has come in from the Fonz. Troops on the ground has come in. And yeah. Ground on the troops as well. So
yeah, I've got... this just says tax return.
Oh, yeah, you've got to by April. Yeah.
Pete's on the M6 says, your microphone sounds like a bag of spanners. It's reacting to the poor quality of the microphone. I don't think we should pay it, says Jacqueline there as well. Do keep your reactions coming in. The news, as we know, is complicated. It's a complex issue, the news.
John.
Yes.
I just can't get my head around it.
I know, but allow us to help Cornelius, because this is the programme that distills the news down from the complex arena of fact-truth that it is into the easy-to-understand form and art and medium of Japanese poetry. Five syllables, seven syllables, five syllables to explain the news. It's the news in haikus.
Man in Highgate tries to rent out his spare toilet. Deposit needed.
All the big stories tackled in the form of haiku. 3:48, Sam Delaney will tell us about things in a moment. Before that, though, a lot more guesses coming in for this afternoon's mystery theme quiz.
Mystery.
No, you're. Haven't you made it?
Oh, I've not made it yet. Sorry.
What have you been doing?
Why? I've been doing
all of that time.
You don't do anything.
All of that time, producer Dave, to make
it. Yeah,
what were you doing during the haiku?
I was doing the show, doing my job, mate.
Didn't do anything.
Why not? Check it out.
Mystery.
What is it?
Mystery.
No one knows.
Is that it?
I don't know. Fine, I'm doing it live, aren't I?
That's all we've got, I suppose. It'll have to do. It's the mystery.
It's the mystery.
I don't know what it is.
Check it's the mystery.
Check it in again.
What?
It's the mystery.
There's an answer.
Mystery. You're welcome.
Chris Moyles' jingles are better than this. I've heard them.
Filter jokes, filter jokes, filter jokes.
Is it, what jokes are you filtering? This is about Chris Moyles' jingle maker. Do you want me to move on? Okay, fine. 10 to 4, time to guess the mystery theme tune here. This is what you're trying to guess this afternoon. Very difficult, a lot of guesses coming in. I don't know whether we've got any right ones. Let me run through these, though. Thanks for sending them in, trying to guess that this afternoon. John, is it the Johnny Morris TV kids show from the 1970s and 80s where he used to put voices into the mouths of giraffes and so forth? Animal Magic. No, it isn't. Cornelius, what have you got coming
in? Yeah, Sarah says, is it the theme from the episode of Question Time when they had Nick Griffin on?
No,
it isn't. John,
similar, though.
Is it that says the listener, the mysterious cities of gold? Hashtag, just a bit of fun.
It's just a bit of fun.
Just a bit of fun. Terrorhawk, says Carl. I think we had that one earlier, didn't we?
Is it Pinky and the Brain, says Samantha?
That's
animated series.
That is a very good guess. Is it the early evening BBC One nurse-based drama Angels? Can we have another?
Sounds a bit angelic.
Well, that's why they've gone with that.
Loads of people are saying, is it the Night Manager? But I think they've just got that stuck in their brains. It's not. It's very similar.
It's not. John, is it Ask Aspel? It's not. John, is it the Black and White Minstrel Show? No, because we wouldn't be allowed to play that anymore.
Someone says here, is it the theme tune to Drive Time on Talk Radio with Sam Delaney?
I don't.
Not yet.
No. Well, let's have a listen. Is it Butterflies by Carla Lane? No, it's not. Captain Pugwash has come in as a guest there. It's not Captain Pugwash. John, is it Cheggers Plays Pop? No, and it's also not. Jim will fix it. Let's have one last.
Roll it over, won't we?
Okay, if you think you know what that theme tune is, do let us know. 87222.
Start your message with the word talk.
Or you can use @talk radio on Twitter.
Start your message with any word you like.
But we are going to roll it over because no one's got it right as yet. That means tomorrow you could win £10,000.
£10,000 not available.
Sam Delaney has walked into the studio.
Bergerac.
That is the colour people saying Bergerac as well. And I could see.
At first, I thought it was Howard's Way. you know, the yacht-based drama.
Yes. You've got offshore, I noticed, because Bergerac and Hathaway both very
much. Yeah, because it sounds seafaring. Yeah. So I thought it was one of those, an aquatic thing. It was either that. It reminded me of the, remember that advert from Bongo? it's definitely not an advert, is it?
It's not an advert.
I thought it was the song from the Mbongo ad.
They drink it in the Congo?
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm pretty sure they've never drunk an artificial fruit-based drink in an Equatorial African Republic.
No.
I'm not sure I even believe that marketing.
I'm not sure if the advert itself or that assumption you're making is more racist. One of them is.
Yeah. I think if we put them together, it cancels though both those views. It cancels out all of the racism.
Racism plus racism
equals no racism.
Exactly.
Thank you very much. And that's positive discrimination in action. Mm. It's 7 minutes to four. Sam Delaney will be here properly in 7 minutes. He's here semi-properly now. What's coming up on the programme, Sam?
Well, you know, like, everyone's going on about the Prime Minister's tax and going, oh, what is he doing? They're all like, and now it's getting really forensic because they haven't quite been able to find a smoking gun, which is what everyone seems to be looking for. But they won't. No one will give up, so they carry on every day looking deeper and deeper and deeper, looking at ever more, like, tiny, almost insulting details from his... and demanding more and more from him, right?
How much did you put in a piggy bank aged 5?
Yeah, exactly. It's basically getting like that. So what I'm planning on doing today is bemoaning the media obsession with his tax return whilst being in the media and perpetuating the very same obsession that I'm railing against. But as I always say, if you're a broadcaster, John, without your hypocrisy, what are you?
Exactly.
Do you know what I mean? It's like, it's the basic skill you require on a station like this, is to be able to change your opinion and your stance on things from one day to the next.
Absolutely like the wind. Just which way is it prevailing? I'll go that way. Or maybe the other way.
Yeah, who cares? So that's it. So there'll be hypocrisy, very much the theme of today's show. In lighter news... we've got, in our item, Golden Years, we've got Lee Latchford Evans out of Steps.
Out of Steps?
Reliving his golden years, which you can't wait for.
When the hell were they?
Whenever Steps were big. Who knows when that was?
Right.
Before records began.
Yeah. I don't remember. Hang on, can we name all of Steps?
Yeah, Lee Latchford Evans.
Oh, I knew you'd be able to.
No, I'm going to do an H.
Bernie.
Lisa.
Schnorbitz.
Yeah.
Jet from Gladiators.
Tyrone.
Yeah.
Concrete.
LaToya.
Yeah.
Best one.
BJ and the Bear.
Yeah, they were both in Steps. And with each week, they were probably because, like, you know, our contacts guy, Gilo, in his contacts book for this particular item, which is a weekly item, Golden Years, he only has former members of Steps. That's okay, because very much like So Solid Crew.
I think they
have, like, an almost endless amount of members.
They don't. There are only 39 of them.
Oh, okay. Well, anyway, this is just the
that
first one.
That was actually
one.
Cleverer than anyone gave you credit for.
I know, I nodded at you.
I didn't get it.
39 Steps.
So. Mm.
That was nice. It was so clever, I felt you let yourself down. To be honest, I think it was entirely inappropriate. But there you go. That's why I just tried to skirt over it.
Fine, you carry on.
Okay, what else have I got? Oh, yeah, and Celebrity Swears with last week's Golden Years contestant. We're just sort of recycling people a lot.
Who was it last week?
Paul Dangerous Danan, who is a remarkable character and was here in the studio. I hope to get him back. I can't be effusive enough about Paul Dunan and just the charm and career. I mean, he had Victoria Bourne was a mess, right?
News
when confronted by the charm
and
the twinkle of Paul Dangerous Danan, who you might have
confronted
remembered
by his what?
Causing a stir with his twinkle and charm on Celebrity Love Island 2 years running. I could see why when he was in here. He lit the place up. So he'll be back swearing for our entertainment.
Arsonist.
And just other stuff.
I can't hear his name, right? You know, you get some sort of instant reactions to things. Mm. Every time I hear his name, Paul Dunan, I go, Danan.
I was going, Danan.
That's his company.
Yeah.
It is. That's how he makes his money now. He doesn't act anymore because he's knocking out the old yogurt. I'm in the yogurt game now, Sam. It is yoghurts, isn't it?
I don't know. I'm not sure it's yoghurt or perfume.
Yeah. They're like good yoghurt.
I get it mixed up
like
with
one of those huge Korean companies that do a real diverse. They own this station. They also make microwaves and arm several Middle Eastern rogue states. And Paul Dinan is the boss of the whole shebang. I know.
I get it.
It's a long way from Hollyoaks.
I get it mixed up with Maybelline. Which I did get mixed up with Germaline. So it's anyway. That's it. That's it from us. We're back 1 till 4 tomorrow on the radio. Sam Delaney's next with Drive. It's Talk Radio. I'm John Holmes.
Talk Radio. Dial up some dialogue.
Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.